please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, and indeed. God, why am I having trouble with that every opening show lately? Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to Never Not Funny, episode 36T of the award-winning podcast. Welcome you in here on Thursday, the 10th of July. When I'm done recording here, I'll be heading out to Oxnard, California to do some stand-up comedy. We'll see how that flies. I've done comedy in Ventura many times since I've lived out here. And the old Hornblowers Comedy Club, that's, of course, the famous place where the guy attacked me, and he heckled Boris and Chris Fairbanks and then attacked me. because I wasn't going to take it. They didn't either, but I really wasn't going to. And then they threw an ashtray at me. It was not an ashtray. It's show in 1977? A shot glass.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the woman got punched in the face. That happened in Ventura. So we'll see how tonight goes.
Okay, well.
maybe that guy and his old lady show up, man.
The bar is low, is what you're saying, to clear that incident.
Yeah.
Got to just be nonviolent for it to be better than that. But I will say this. When you started talking about that, I thought you were going to say that was the famous site of when the guy said, every guy's got a horn, man, because it was called Hornblowers.
That's up in, that was Chico.
Because that was part of that guy's act. It wasn't the
That was not an act. That was a DJ.
Oh, right.
Okay. That was a DJ, and that was not part of his act.
I thought that was his catchphrase or something.
Nope. He was a DJ who opened the show.
Okay.
And then after the show, came to the table where me and the other comic were hanging out. And he basically said, hey, man, it's real smart to hang out, you know, because, you get your horn blow, you know, because every guy's got a horn, man. It was there.
Right,
okay. And it was or he said it pre-show.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, it was done at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he at least that's the way I'm remembering it 20 years later.
Right.
And then maybe it was part of his act, man. But I remember it being immediately going.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend another second with you. This is you're invading real comics having fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here with that kind of humor, because every guy has got a horn, man.
And humor is in quotes,
right? And it's not even bad DJ humor. That's just
because a guy DJ wouldn't say that in the air; he'd probably get fired.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe nowadays you could do it, but
I don't know. Could you?
I don't know.
I wonder what the FCC rules are these days about that.
Implying that women are for sucking your dick.
Because every guy's got a horn, man. Because you're really not. You're not being graphic. You're not.
No.
But
there definitely was a time when it didn't matter. The verbiage didn't matter. It was just offensive in its conception. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you
but would the FCC?
The FCC wouldn't care, but the station manager might
station
be like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here,
or at least give you a warning.
Yeah,
you know, knock that shit off. All right, man. What are that guy's name? That guy's name is Howard Stern.
That would be remarkable.
I'm sure somebody did some gig early on where Howard was the MC at a
and he probably did club. Say a lot of offensive stuff.
I would imagine
that was his whole bag.
That was his thing, man. The great Howard Stern. We wish him a lot of luck, because we do all gazillionaires.
They call him the king of all media, and when I say they, I mean him.
We were talking today, Oliver and I, about because I said I'm going to do the what did I call it? The Jefferson avoidance is what I called it. Cause, I had a choice to go on Jefferson that takes me to Venice, that takes me to the 10, or I could go to Culver and just take Culver all the way to the 405, which is what I chose to do. And that seems to be the quicker route these days. Once I get out of my neighborhood, which takes 10 minutes to go again, 1 mile.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. And then it's very slow. And then it believe it or not, then I get on the freeway where it moves.
Mm-hmm.
Where the, you know, the famously slow 405 is faster than the streets around my house at this point.
Hmm.
So I said to Oliver, so Waze told me to take Jefferson. And I said, no, I'm going to avoid Jefferson. And I said, they're calling it the Jefferson avoidance, Oliver. And then we just laughed about how Trump will do that. How he'll say something. And then Oliver goes, he says something that he thinks is clever wordplay. Yeah. And then says, that's what they're calling it. As if it's a thing that's been around
right. For
months and months and months,
yeah.
If not years.
Meanwhile, he'll say that he invented something that's from the Bible.
What did he invent? What did he invent recently? He said that he invented. It was something like photocopies or something. It was something like,
I missed that.
It was something that we use every day. Mm. And he claimed that he, or was it just a word? Was it a word that we use every day that he claimed he just?
Oh, that kind of sounds familiar.
The best word that's been around since 1599.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, he's.
Well, let me figure out which actual word it was.
Yeah, what was it, Gary?
Basically, what we're doing is equalizing.
There's a new word
that I came up with, which is probably the best word.
That's right. And then we talked about maybe Denzel or Queen Latifah might have something to say about that.
Yeah, right.
Because they are, of course, as we know, the equalizers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We wish them. I'd like to see them go against each other. Would they cancel each other out?
Oh, well.
What do two equal signs do?
Nothing.
That's not me, right? So what happens?
But I mean, I like the idea of them being at odds, but I also like the idea of them teaming up.
Yeah, team up with the equalizers, team up, two teams.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be at odds until the last act.
Right, and then they have to team up to take down the real bad guys. Yeah. I feel like, I know those movies are somewhat successful. I assume the show is successful enough to stay on the air. Why not do that?
I agree. Well, I mean, I could think of one reason. Denzel has no interest.
But if they said, hey, we're doing another equalizer, here's $10 million, he'd be like, okay, I don't care who's in it or what it's about.
But does he want to do it? Does he want to go back to TV, Denzel?
Oh, I was imagining this would be a movie.
Oh, movie, spinoff movie.
Yeah.
I got a little distracted there.
That's okay.
That show I'm doing tonight in Oxnard is with Matt Donaher, mm-hmm. and Matt was texting, wondering if about this, asking something about the show.
Tell him to fuck off.
Okay. I'll answer him in the break. I'll tell him to fuck off in the break.
Cool.
Also, they canceled the equalizer.
They did.
Oh, no.
Just in time.
Well, that's because they're bringing them up.
Yeah, you know what?
Perfect. Good for them. We wish them a lot of luck as we do all equalizers.
It's funny to imagine people, like, there must be at least a handful of people in the world who are, like, huge Equalizer fans. They're like, I've watched all of the original show. I've watched all of the Queen Latifah show. I've watched all the movies 100 times. They would be so excited if this happened.
Oh, my God. They would.
And most people would not even understand why it was happening or what
it
meant.
I'd see it.
Yeah, well, did you see the one in Italy, the third one? Was that the third
one? I did not see the third one.
That's the only one. I remember seeing the trailer and being like, oh, it seems like they've taken it to a new place here.
He's Michael Myers in that movie.
Yeah,
he is,
it's
right?
Oh, that's a slasher movie. Right?
It's crazy.
Because even the trailer is like he's being tortured or they're about to torture him, and he's like, I'll give you one more chance.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking
watch
decimates them.
Let's go, yes.
Yeah.
What movie did we just see? We saw we talked about Jurassic World. We saw that. Mm. That's right. I talked about that on Monday. I was trying to think of it because I said, then we talked about the Long Walk trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Superman tonight.
You're going to go tonight, Garen?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Enjoy it. It looks like it's getting good reviews.
It looks good, yeah.
Yeah, except for the right wingers. They can't stand it.
They are upset that he may be an immigrant. Is that and that James Gunn has made him a little has made it a little woke, I guess? Their words, not mine. My guess is it's not.
I don't even know if we need to fact check this or not. If someone made this up, it's funny. If it's true, it's just insane. But I saw a thing that said that Jesse Waters claimed it said MS-13 on the back of his cape. Who says that? I mean, obviously he must have been saying it for humor.
Well, Jesse, he tries to be funny.
Yeah.
You remember he was initially Fox's attempt at Jon Stewart.
Right. Yeah.
And he would go and talk to people in, like, you know, do man on the street interviews where he basically would roll his eyes and that was the punchline. Like,
right.
he's a fucking zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing he said that for humor.
Like he thought he was exaggerating for humor. Like, this is how bad the movie is. He says MS-13 on the back of his cape.
And I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene or somebody else also used that same joke where They said it's not an S on his thing. It's MS-13.
Yeah.
Like, my God, you people, like, just ghost. It's fucking Superman who's been around forever. And did you not know he's from another planet? I mean, did you?
Well, and let's, like, putting aside the absurdity of it all, like, let's just really get to the root of how fucking disgusting that is, because their overall mission right now and for the past few years is to equate immigrants to gangs.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. immigrants are gang members.
That's it.
Oh. They're murderers and rapists. That's everything they do is trying to push that falsehood. So to be like, yeah, Superman's MS-13. He's like, listen to yourself. You're a fucking maniac. He's the most iconic superhero in American pop culture history. He's not a fucking gang member. What are you talking about?
Also, famously, the goodest of all the good guys.
Right. Yeah. Yes. That is what he's like, known for. Like, that's his whole thing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. He's not even the Dark Knight who creeps around on buildings at night.
Right.
He's there.
If you want to say, like,
to do nothing but help.
If you said the Punisher is like MS-13, it's like, yeah, he's a vigilante. He kills people indiscriminately sometimes. And that's a gray area. Like, morally, that's the whole point of his character. But no, you're talking the fucking icon of goodness.
Right.
Do you think that maybe they watch the previous Superman movies, like Batman v Superman, and that's their frame of reference?
That's what they want Superman to be. Yeah.
Well, no, the whole point, because
I didn't watch those, but I thought the whole thing was he kind of goes bad, he goes dark.
Yeah, and so they want him. So it's the Lex Luthor perspective. Superman is a danger.
Mm-hmm.
He's not human. He's got superpowers. Who's gonna stop him?
You know who else was dangerous? Jesus. I said it.
Those loaves of bread.
Thank you.
That water walking. I see somebody walking on water, I get scared.
Well, you know what? You wouldn't think it's normal.
Nope.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
get out of that. Get out of the temple.
You're at the pool and you see a guy just walk across the water. I don't know if I'm hanging out with that guy. There's something's up.
I mean, I would think it was cool, but I would also be like a little scared of that person, because it's like, what else? What other powers do they have?
Yeah. Yeah. And I might hide behind a column or something.
I mean, this goes back to the thing.
Very specific hiding spot.
There were a lot of them back in those days.
There were.
That's true. I
mean, it's not wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's as good a place as any to hide. Although, I don't know.
You got to be big enough to hide you.
Pretty easy to see.
Yeah,
and well, you just go this way a couple of degrees, and just, there he is.
Yeah, but you just shift away every time.
I guess you just keep moving. Yeah,
keep going. Yep. It's beautiful.
This gets at the thing, because Charlie and I have been watching this show, Invincible, that Elliot recommended, which is good. It's an animated show, but it's about there's a character that's basically Superman, but it gets into the question of, like, what do you make of an alien who has the power to kill us all? Like, that's not necessarily. Like, there's something sinister about that you should be a little wary of someone who has that much power, because you don't know what their intent is. And so, yeah, that's on my mind, too.
Yeah. So we're saying the Mexicans have superpowers now. Is that,
yep.
what's happening? Is that
happening? Well, they could do something with my lawn that I can't.
I mean, I supposedly have access to lasers.
I mean,
so why couldn't that be true?
They're doing something to a hot dog outside of every concert and
sporting
event that I go to that is magical and should be feared.
I will say this. Back in my drunken days, there wasn't a concert I left that I did not get one of those hot dogs. I would not get one of those hot dogs today for a million. Yes, I would. But
I've never been more certain of, like, how, like, I look at those things and I'm like, I know what that's going to do to me. I cannot eat it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know
it will
be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I will be on the toilet for an hour.
It'll be a nightmare. It will be a nightmare.
Yeah. And I probably won't make it to that toilet.
Also, I admit this, that I fear botulism or something, because it's being cooked on some hot plate on a grocery cart
in the street.
Yeah. And I recognize that's what that's their business.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything weird.
They're not trying to do that on purpose. And the odds are that maybe, what is it, 1 in 1,000 chance that maybe there's a legitimate problem that everybody would have. It is our age that makes it so that could be a perfectly safe and well prepared bacon wrapped hot dog.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely, there is a percent, like, just like any restaurant or anywhere you go, there's a chance of food poisoning. That's not what I'm afraid of. It's what I'm afraid of is I have not prepared my innards for what is going to come into it if I eat that thing.
Things that are delicious ruin our stomachs.
I'll say this. If I'm at the park, 4th of July, I'm at the park at 2 in the afternoon, and that person's there, hey, let's all get a hot dog.
Sure.
There's something about it being for me at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, sure.
That seems, I just can't. I know can't I can't do your, that.
There's onions involved. I guess you could say don't.
I say no onions.
No onions. Yeah. But it's still being cooked with the onions.
That's fine. That's,
is it?
Yeah, that's okay. No problem. That's no problem.
All right.
Because onions, you're not allergic to onions.
Can you go order it? Doesn't them cooking it right there in front of you cause you any problems?
Well, that's the other
point.
Problem.
Oh, that's a good
that
point.
Is, yeah. That is also an issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's everything with that. And then so what I do
can
then,
I have one hot dog, please?
But even no, the smell, like the, that, yeah. Does the smell get you? The
smell is not great.
Yeah, because it's a strong smell. Yeah. There might be people in other parts of the country or the world that don't know what we're talking about. But if you ever visit L.A., do yourself a favor and just go outside of any stadium when there's an event happening and just see what we're smell what we're talking about.
If you're worried, go to the ones where they actually have a cart, not a shopping cart. I mean, everybody does it, but like it's right. Just like in New York where you've got the hot dog water yeah. Guys. It's right. The same thing, except it's usually a bacon wrapped hot dog.
Yeah.
And those are delicious.
With peppers and onions.
Yeah.
And sizzling.
And they're grilling it up. You won't have trouble finding any because there's usually outside of the forum, minimum 50 of them out there.
Do you think that they're the same organization or are they each individual companies?
Oh, like there's a Big Johnny of the big hot right. Dog.
Do you think that or do you think
I don't know. I don't know. But at the forum, though, I mean, like if you go downtown, I'm guessing odds are each one of those people are a separate person. Separate business,
right. Like they're independent operators.
I think it is there too. I think it's just somebody that walks from their
because
they park their car a mile away. They walk it up. They hope that they sell 10 hot dogs.
Because what do you need to start up a business like that? A couple $100? Like you need to buy maybe the cart costs $500 to assemble it or to.
It depends
get it
on
going.
It depends on how official you do it, right? Because if you get the actual wheeled cart that's like the shiny metal on the side and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's
no, you start with the like most basic. Inexpensive version and you work your way up as you make money, but you have to buy the hot dogs and all the ingredients too. But it strikes me as the kind of thing that people do because they can gather up enough money to get it started and then they can make money doing it.
Seems reasonable.
And hot dogs don't cost a lot.
Right.
Nope. And then you charge me $10 after a concert or whatever they charge.
Mm. By the way, they've started doing a thing that I don't remember them doing in the past. Maybe they've always done this, but it seems more aggressive now. They will blockade the exits to an event so that you basically can't leave without squeezing between them. Like when I was at Kesha the other night, it was like, oh, I'm like, it's a phalanx of hot dog carts and like I need to find a way around them or through them somehow, whereas it used to just be like they were there.
Well, here's what's happened.
Yeah,
and I don't know if some legal thing happened, but it used to be that the hot dog people and the bootleg shirt people could not be on the property
right.
of the venue.
Yeah,
and now they are allowed on the property, so instead of them being spread out on the sidewalk around or maybe even across the street, they get as close as they can.
That explains it. Yes.
So they are. It is a wall of hot dog vendors and T-shirt sellers.
Yes.
Huh.
By the way, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I forgot to tell you bad news about the situation at the forum. They've erected a fence around the perimeter of the parking lot so that if you're coming from the Sizzler, basically.
Yeah.
You can't go in. You can't walk into the parking lot from there. You have to walk all the way down.
You got to go to
the car entrance or all the way along. What is that? Manchester? I forget.
It's Manchester or.
You have to go Prairie or Manchester. You have to go out of your way to get in.
Or the one that's further west.
Yeah, which sucks.
Which is where I enter from. That is new since I was just there and I was just there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this ruins almost everything about parking off-site. Because unless you strategically choose, I know our secret spot, which I guess I could, but I don't use it when I have children with me. But I just don't. But I guess it's a little bit further of a walk than spending the money to park off-site. But anyway, now I realize I'm going to have to choose my off-site lot based on this new. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not permanent, but I don't know why they would put it up and then take it down.
I don't know. It could be construction. It could be doing something.
It sucked.
And again, I was just, who did I just see there?
Simple Minds?
Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah.
So I just saw, in the last month, I saw Simple Minds.
Yeah.
That was not happening.
Yeah.
And then Kesha, it's happening. So what's going on at the forum? That's where the Lakers used to play.
That's
so
true.
I blame Jay Moore a little bit for this. Because he's married to Jeannie Buss.
That's right.
Again, we talked about it on the show before. I just find that insane.
It's crazy.
That this jackass comedian, a very funny and nice man,
yeah.
is somehow married. Like,
and successful in his own right. Like, let's not take that away from him. He's very successful in his career. He's doing fine. Like, he's all set. But then now he's married to a billionaire, which is crazy.
It is. I don't remember him being a huge Laker fan. Like, I don't remember him talking about basketball. Yeah. Ever, but maybe that's not what he wanted to talk to me about.
Also, I hope that that's not why he married her. Like,
that's how he met her.
Yeah. Oh, you think he met her through going to games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We wish all they seem like a nice you know years and years ago he dated that Nikki Cox.
Yeah.
Or were they even married? Were they married? She was married to Bobcat.
She was married to Bobcat. Yeah. I think maybe they also were married.
Jay came after Bobcat. I want to say, or is it flip flopped?
She likes the funny man.
They worked. I believe Jay Moore and Nikki Cox worked on the Ghost Whisperer together. Is that what they worked on together?
They got divorced in 2018. Jay Moore and Nikki Cox.
They were married.
That's more recent than I realized.
Me too.
What's the Ghost Whisperer? The TV show?
The one with three names?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Weren't they on that together?
The one with Patricia Arquette. What's that called?
The Medium.
Oh, thank you.
He was on the Ghost Whisperer.
Was Nikki Cox as well? Or where did they meet? Because I believe that they told the story of they met working. I want to say
Nikki Cox does not appear to have been on that.
Was he on that sitcom of hers?
Oh, what was that called?
It was a long time ago.
With the rabbit.
Happily
right?
Ever After.
I think that's it.
Is that?
Was it a Married with Children spinoff or just a?
No, copy? Kind of a knockoff. It was on the WB.
Yeah.
It started that guy who's in everything as the father. He's really good. And then Nikki was really fun. She was good. Mm-hmm. She knew how to deliver a joke.
Yeah.
She was really funny. She was like the Christina Applegate of the program.
Unhappily ever after.
Okay.
And who was the woman? It wasn't Stephanie Hodge.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was Stephanie
Jeff
Hodge.
Jeff Pearson, Stephanie Hodge, Kevin Connolly, Nikki Cox.
And Kevin Connolly went on to some police procedural, I believe. Or the OC. What did he went on to a bunch of stuff. Maybe. He's on Entourage.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid.
Bobcat Goldthwait was on Unhappily Ever After. Okay. He was the rabbit.
He was the rabbit.
So that's where he met Nikki.
That's how they met. Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Moore wasn't on that either.
So there's your gossip from 45 years ago. So speaking of which, we watched the get the documentary thing ready here, Elliot. Okay. We watched the documentary that Mariska Hargitay made about Jane, her mom, my mom Jane, my mother Jane, whatever it's called. It brought tears to both Danielle and my eyes.
Wow.
It is a phenomenal documentary, whether you know anything or care at all about Jane Mansfield. It is really well done.
Cool.
And it was, I did not know some things, and I was Pinocchio'd.
Really?
Yeah, there is a Pinocchio bomb drop 75% of the way through that is, okay. Holy smokes.
All right.
Is she the one that got, strangled? With her scarf or something in a car accident?
No,
that was the dancer, choreographer lady. But Jane Mansfield did
die
meet an untimely.
She died in a car crash.
Yeah.
Oh.
As a very young lady. And they show clips of her in movies and stuff. And, you know, I don't know enough about her career, but the clips in the movie, she.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen her.
She seemed to be a better actress than Marilyn Monroe. And she was always compared to like this. She was like this Marilyn.
Yeah, bombshell.
Wannabe.
Yeah.
But she spoke like seven languages, played violin, played piano. She was a very talented woman. And so watch the documentary. It's great. Go ahead, Garen. Elliot. And Garen.
I watched the doc.
And Garrett's. I thought
we have a different song that parodies that song that's not a doc song, don't we?
There's for doctors.
I saw the doc.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a very subtle difference.
I saw the doc.
That's why that sounded different to me. I was like, why is this slightly.
And this is the one at the end that says, and Garrett sucks. Right?
We both wanted it.
No, maybe not.
Nope.
Huh.
There is somewhere in here. There is one that does that.
Are we hearing Phantom Garen sucks?
just ingrained,
so part of our stupid show here. Hey, speaking of stupidity,
the man is here.
Is that a good segue?
Yeah.
The man is here.
All right, we got a couple of pieces of mail. Up top, my brother.
The man is
Scooby-Dee-Bee-Dee-Bee-Dee-Bee.
Here.
Karen Sachs. That was the original, I would say, at the end of that. This comes to us from the Whitakers.
Okay.
The Whitakers have sent this.
Okay.
Out of Newport Richie, Florida. Is that it looks like it's three words. Newport Richie. R-I-C-H-E-Y. Not familiar with it.
That doesn't sound like a place. It sounds like a guy. You got to go see Newport Richie if you want to take care of that problem.
Newport Richie is the guy that puts all the hot dog vendors in out in front of the forum.
He's based in Orange County.
The postage stamp is from St. Petersburg, Florida. So and Tampa.
It's definitely
Tampa,
three words. Newport Richie, not spelled. I don't know if you like the way that's spelled.
Which part?
R-I-C-H-E-Y.
Yeah, I don't like that E in there.
Mm, yeah,
or the Y for that matter.
Yeah, because Richie is either I. T-C-H-I-E or R-I-C-H-I-E?
Oh, no. That
I like
T,
R-I-C-H-I-E.
That T should never be part of that.
But the T appears in a lot of places. What's B-I-C-H, Jimmy?
A great song by that woman. What was her name?
Meredith Brooks?
Yeah. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. Why do we turn to Elvis?
Because it's the only way we can justify it.
I do not feel ashamed.
Oh, wait a minute. This is to... here we go. Hey, gang. Not much fun to see here. Just a late graduation card for the boy, Oliver.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And a random re-gifted gift card to the Cheesecake Factory for Garen. Oh, here you go, Garen.
That's nice.
Why does Gary get a fucking...
He loves the cheeser.
Does Oliver like Cheesecake Factory?
Who doesn't? Me. You don't like the Cheesecake Factory?
There's nothing there that I really go for.
What are you talking about? They have everything. That menu is 75 pages long.
Which is why there's nothing they're good at besides cheesecake. They have too many items.
Get the chicken parm. It's delicious.
It is. Oh,
the chicken parm. It's a Parmesan... crusted.
Yeah, it's really good.
Flat.
I'll try it.
It is a home run.
All right, then Oliver's out. I'll take it.
All right, here you
Thank
go.
You, whoever this is. I didn't hear from
you. Oh, Jesus. That's going to
scalp me.
That's going to take your head off.
That's like a ninjutsu throw.
I was given the gift card for officiating your friend's wedding in November. A weird way to say thank you, I'll admit. I agree with that. We don't want to go there because it's too far out of the way for us, so I thought I'd give it to someone who deserves a random act of kindness.
Oh, thank you.
There we go, Garen. Very nice.
Sorry, I almost rejected it.
A random act of kindness and a free dinner and drinks. Thanks for keeping us laughing. Love you guys. Lauren and Matt Whitaker.
Thank you.
Very nice. So. And then a graduation card for Oliver that I will allow him to open privately. That's not my that's not my mail.
That's true.
So that's very nice. Thank you to the Whitakers. Mm-hmm. Garen, what do you say?
Thank you, Whitakers.
And I believe you still have that Batman box, right?
Thank you for that as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
By the way, thank you, Whitakers. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a very small sitcom from the early days of the WB. Terrific. Really funny. One season.
Keep going.
Who was in that, Garen?
Brian Benben, I think, was.
Oh, my God. Benben did something after the HBO program?
Or was it before that or after?
No, it was after that.
Wasn't it Meredith Baxter Burney in the first episode
as
his wife?
She played his mother-in-law.
Oh, was it his mother-in-law?
Did she get recast?
She got recast.
They killed her off in the second episode. It was just dark. That's kind of why it wasn't afraid to go dark.
Right, early.
Early.
So by recast, we meant that there was a coffin in the second episode, and then it was through the rest of the series.
Quick question. Did Brian Benben do anything after that show?
I don't know.
That I cannot pull the name of for $1 million?
I just told you he was in Dream On. What occurs.
I know, Garrett.
He must have been in a couple of movies, small parts.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the way he looks, but I feel like he's did color commentary for a local baseball team or something.
He does have...
That would have been good
sports
casting.
Reporter right? looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he had played a sports reporter in a movie, we would have been on board with that.
And this is not an insult to Mr. Benben. We don't remember Brian Benben because of his acting. We remember him because that's a fun name to say.
Yeah. Sure.
You remember the name Brian Benben.
BBB.
He was married to Madeline Stowe, I think, right?
Was he with Stowe?
Am I crazy? Am I making that up?
He is still married to Madeline Stowe.
Good for them. What a beautiful couple.
That's a Hall of Fame.
Since 82.
I mean, that's just a crazy... punching above your weight. What a pull for that guy. Yeah. Good for him.
He's averagely handsome.
I agree with that.
Oh, they live in Pacific Palisades.
Well, they did. I don't know if that's true.
He has worked consistently since then.
Oh, good.
He was in Private Practice. He was in Scandal, Grace and Frankie.
A lot of guest stars or?
He was in a recurring role on Private Practice that turned into a main role for five seasons.
Great. You know what? That's an example of it. Has that guy ever worked again? He's never stopped working, but he chooses to do a resume of shows I don't watch.
He said, "What will Jimmy Pardo not watch?" Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
You could tell me everybody. I could say any name. You could go, "Oh, they were regular on Scandal," and I'd believe you because
you never watched.
Never watched one second of it, or you know, How to Get Away with Murder, whatever the hell that show is called.
That was actually the first season of that was pretty good.
It's crazy to think about what HBO was at the time that was a show like that and Arliss and to cut to now. Like if you just plucked someone out of that time and put them in now and be like, "Hey, look what's on HBO now." They'd be like, "What the fuck happened? Like, what is going on here?" It's crazy. I mean, like those shows were kind of trashy. Like I liked Dream On, but it's not like prestige television by any stretch of the imagination.
It was softcore porn, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why we, as young men, watched it.
Yeah,
sure. That's a major selling point for
me. What guest of our show was on an episode? By the way, maybe more than one was, but I know for a fact one was on. One was.
Was it a woman?
It was a woman who had been on this program, I want to say, two times. Maybe three, but I want to say two.
Constance? What's it?
Oh, that's a good. No, that's before a good her guess. Time.
Kathy Ladman?
No, but maybe. But no, there. It is not who I'm thinking.
So is it a comedian? Is it someone who's a comedian and also acting?
Yeah.
Also acting.
Not a comedian.
Okay, just an actor. Okay,
an actor. Yes,
an actor, and they do something.
An actress. Yeah,
right.
Blonde lady. Was she on the Goldbergs?
No,
she's probably too young to have been.
No,
on. It's got to be someone who's at least
done some hosting. Some hosting.
Oh,
as
boy.
Well.
Joan Rivers?
It was Joan Rivers.
Yeah. I remember when Joan was on the program. It was kind of weird because she was dead.
Yeah.
And by the way, I do not remember if this woman, Elliot's laughing at his own joke.
Glad he enjoyed it.
He laughed at that joke as if he was, somebody else delivered it and he's just the audience.
Yeah. And he's like, "That was great.
I was proud of it."
Because she was dead. But the timeline, I didn't laugh at it because the timeline didn't make sense.
Sure.
I turned into one of you two and just so not to just enjoy it. Because of the timeline. But you laughed. What a joy that had to be for you.
It was.
I've had that situation where I've said something that's made me laugh and nobody else. Right. And
yeah.
We've all been there.
Sometimes.
We've all had that. It's a joy.
Enjoy life.
Annabelle Gurwitch. Annabelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Annabelle was on there. She and G.H. Legend.
General Hospital.
General Hospital legend. God, I can never say.
Finola.
Finola Hughes. They played a couple of prostitutes.
Oh.
A couple of call girls that were living down the hall from Brian Benben.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't remember, but I believe there may be some nudity involved.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Dream On. So, I mean, that was part of the. All right. So we have another letter here. This coming to us from.
I'm just asking this for, I don't actually care, but is that available on HBO Max?
It might be on HBO now.
I don't know where it lives, but I can tell you, I'll give you the episode number and name off the air.
No, but that is, like, joke aside, I think that show isn't, like, Arliss and those shows aren't on HBO
Max. I don't think they are.
Which is crazy because it's like,
them, yeah.
They own that, but they're like, we don't want that.
Apparently it's on Roku, the Roku channel.
What Dream On is?
Dream On is.
Wow. And our list, they just put in a dumpster somewhere, right? Because it's unfucking watchable.
Yeah, I think that just that should only air in the back of cabs.
Like that's
what it's.
What a. That was
our list is on Max. HBO Max.
Oh, no.
It's hard to search it for, though, because of that dollar sign.
The dollar sign.
Yeah, there's two of them. It throws you off. Yeah. Oh, no, there is only one.
Was Sandra Oh in that as well? Was she is this, like the.
Maybe.
Not as assistant. Well, she was a younger. Oh. She may have been an assistant.
Yeah.
Maybe one of her first roles,
right.
At least that I knew of.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I pull that guy's name?
Robert Wall?
Robert Wall. Comedian Robert Wall.
Yeah.
You ever seen him be funny?
Sandra Oh is on that show.
She was. I was right.
Yeah. I bet I have seen Robert Wall be funny.
Doubt it.
I feel like I have.
Doubt it.
I'm not going to do the research to find it, but wasn't he in A League of Their Own?
You might have played a... he was a reporter in Batman.
Oh, right.
And George Wallace was what, the mayor? Is that what he was, the original?
Something like that.
Robert Wall was a reporter, and he may have been in League of Their Own being old-timey announcer, yeah. You know.
He hosted the Oscars in The Bodyguard.
Wow. That is
His role
so
is
funny.
Oscar host.
What?
That is great. Like there's nothing weirder than when a movie depicts a fictional Oscar. Sorry, like they do that in The Naked Gun, I think, or Naked Gun 2 or something. And it's so wrong. Like it just doesn't. It's like they didn't capture any of the, for lack of a better term, the gravitas of the Oscar ceremony. And obviously that's partly because of the budget or whatever for Naked Gun. But
I want you, and I'm not fucking around here, to go home. You have homework and find me any evidence of Robert Wolfe.
I will take that challenge.
I used to watch.
I'll tell you this. I've mentioned this on the show before. I think it was the last tweet I ever tweeted before I left Twitter. Was a joke about Arliss, and he responded to me, and his response was funny.
Doubt it.
You want me to pull it up?
I think you read it with humor. I think he was answering you sincerely.
Does that count, by the way, if he was funny on Twitter?
Yeah, of course it does. But he used to, he was on all those shows, even at the Improv and all that. And I did shows with him when I moved here. Mm-hmm. And then here's what happened. And you may be right. He may have been funny, and I'm tainted by that. He had a fantasy baseball show on Sirius XM. And the premise was merging comedy and fantasy baseball. He's a huge fantasy baseball player. Mm-hmm. He's in some league with other huge famous people.
Yeah.
And the show was neither informative or funny. So it infuriated me that Robert Will got to host this show because he got it because he was famous. Mm-hmm. But he's not. He wasn't funny. Hmm. And I just, it was at the time going, if you put me and Mike Schmidt on right now, we would have a funnier, more informative show than what's happening. Yeah. Although his co-host, Carl Elfrink, was really very, very good. Very, very good. All right. This letter comes to us from Colin Treat.
Oh, Treat Sweets.
Colin runs the Never Not Funny LPGA Fantasy Golf League.
Okay.
Here's your letter that he's typed apparently in triple spaced. Hi, Jimmy. Space, 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 space. I ordered a custom sticker of our new Never Not Funny LPGA Fantasy League logo. The Etsy artist sent me an extra one, so I'm gifting it to you. I hope this makes you feel a teensy bit better about your current standing in the league. I cannot be more clear on how bad my fucking team is. looking forward to your show in Chandler in September. The money included is for Garen.
Oh.
Can you please ask him to send me a signed copy of The Darkest Hours?
Oh.
Look at you. All of a sudden, it's Garen's mail day.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
You've got $50 there. You've sold one book. It's a big
Get
day. Thank you.
New York Times list.
remembering us the way we were, love, peace, and chicken grease, Colin Treat, a.k.a. the reigning champ. Then there's space between thank you and the thing for him to sign it. He chose not to.
Yeah.
Big open space there for him to...
He's really rubbing it in your face that he's the champ and you suck.
He's also destroying this year. He's destroying. And I can't be more clear, suck.
Yeah.
All right,
it just seems like you're worse at fantasy golf than you are at fantasy baseball. Is that fair?
It's fair, but I'm not good in fantasy baseball either.
Right. But you're particularly bad at the golf one. Right, it seems like the golf thing is just you pick players and then they got to do well, like, whereas the baseball, it's a little more strategic because you're going for different stats, right? So like you can,
yeah,
there's a little more, maybe a little more of an art to it, whereas the golf thing, it sounds like you just have to get lucky. But I guess,
well, it's not like it's you there is certainly luck, but you it all is, you have to have a good draft, and if you don't have a good draft, you're fucked. And
that sounds like your guy from Sirius XM.
Listen, if you want to have a good team, you got to draft the best players. Darren Jackson, who I do enjoy, he's on with Len Casper, who the handsome, he's in a band with Doc Julin, also the play-by-play guy for the White Sox.
Yep.
So he's annoyingly talented. They're a great pair, and they were talking about that we just lost Dave Parker, Pittsburgh Pirate legend Dave Parker. And Darren Jackson, who's usually great, he said, what I like to do when somebody is getting into the Hall of Fame or they're a legend, as I look at their stats to see how good they were. Thank you, Darren. Darren checks out the stats. I guess to double check that they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Like,
yeah.
It was such a weird thing, and even Len just moved on as if he didn't talk because like he didn't know how to respond to it.
I love when announcers do that, where the color commentary guy says something. And then there's just a fucking dead air pause for like 20 seconds. It's delicious. You just feel the like, yeah, I'm just going to leave you hanging with that, buddy.
That happened a lot. I hated it when John Sterling did the Yankees with Susan. I forget Susan's last name. And Susan would say something And John Sterling, like, it clearly demanded a response. Mm-hmm. He'd give her nothing and then just go back to the game.
Yeah.
And I just, like, it was like, she should murder him. And then he would do his annoying home run call. And everybody, remember that, you know, the judge, here comes the judge. You know? Yeah. You know, it's another ring-eating for fling-eating or whatever the fuck he...
let me see this goddamn sticker.
This is the Never Not Funny Fantasy LPGA League logo that was... it's phenomenal. It was designed by Abbott Skelding. And there are golf shirts. We all have matching little shirts with this logo on it.
You're like a summer camp.
It's like a summer camp. But it's a great logo. It's a great logo. It's got the Never Not Funny on there. It's got a little lady golfer. And it looks great right there in 11th place. Doesn't it look good in 11th place?
Gorgeous.
Right down there, 11th place.
When does it end? In November or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got time.
No.
there's no trading or picking up people off wires.
There's no reason to trade because why? There's waiver wire.
Right.
But we already have all the good players.
Right.
And so the only way to make a trade work would be like, I'll give you two good players for one great one, but then that person's short a player.
And then you have to hope that one of those players gets injured so that it doesn't help them too much.
Well, but by the way, none of this can happen.
Right.
There's no trading.
Oh, the okay.
No, I mean, I'm saying that would be the only way. Otherwise, it would be like, well, I'll trade you player for player. Well, why?
Yeah.
It's
like one's better than the other. And if you're trying to get the better one, I'm not going to do
that. I'm not going to move that player. So, yeah. So it's I have zero chance. The only chance I have is... of winning the weekly, like having a good week.
Yeah.
And as I announced once, maybe a month and a half ago, that I won, and then it turned out that I was wrong. So the one time that I thought I won, I didn't. So I'm not good at it. I had a bad draft. I had a bad draft for 2 years in a row. So if it happens more than once, shame on you. If it happens three times, shame on me. Right? That's the phrase?
Sounds like you're not good at drafting.
I overthink it. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the LPGA, I overthink it. And what I do, Matt, is I have these names that I want. And I panic that everybody has those same names and that if I don't draft them early, I won't get them. And in reality, these names aren't on anybody's fucking list. Or if they are, they're going, well, I'll draft that person in the sixth round where they should go.
This also happens in your Rock Hall draft. It seems like you outsmart yourself.
What I do there, well, I've stopped doing that. Now what I do is I just draft. I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to have the young kids think I'm cool.
Yeah.
By knowing, you know, some band from 20 years ago that should be in. And now I'm just going to go all in on the classic rock people.
Yeah.
Because it's happening.
And they're inevitably going.
And
to
also that's who I represent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One last piece of mail, and this was hand delivered.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chad, 1D.
No,
emailed me and said that he lives nearby. In fact, he's the guy that. Once told us that he would drive by and wants to know who he would walk by and want to know who is the good looking guy in the front window without a shirt, who we now know to be Tyler.
Yeah. And then when we just met him today, Chad, that is, he mentioned that was something that happened 6 years ago and you somehow remembered it.
How do you not remember the idea of Tyler being in there with his shirt off?
Yeah.
Working at night.
That's crazy.
What's up with that? As our boy from, the television program says.
Yeah.
Here we go. These are collector's items from Comiskey Park.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So here's the, this is from the original Comiskey, from I believe for the last year of Comiskey Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is the a cup for opening day at the new Comiskey.
Cool.
Of 1991. So a couple of collector's cups.
It's amazing.
That from 1990 to 1991.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to Chad for these two cups. Yes, Elliot.
I'm not sure if this is an interesting question or not, but with Comiskey, did they build a new park nearby or something?
Right
or
across
the
street.
Okay. And then what happens to the old one? It goes away?
They tore it down? Imploded it, tore it down. They still have the home plate. Like they put a little in that parking lot.
Oh, it's a parking. Okay.
Yeah, now, I think now it's like the walkway to the parking lot. Mm. They have where home plate was and the baselines.
That's cool.
Okay.
So
that's something.
Yeah. If you ever were to Google, because they both were standing at one point. And we talked about this on season one of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
If you Google it, you'll see just how great the old stadium was and just how shitty the new one is. It is. They've done a lot to make it look better since it opened in 1991. But when it opened in 1991, it was an eyesore. It's fucking horrible.
So
it's just a horrible looking stadium.
Big concrete mass?
Big white spaceship looking thing
yeah.
that was, they thought, the future.
Right.
And then the next year, Camden Yards opened with the old school.
Everyone's like, oh, no, you want retro. Okay.
You want retro. And they all those all looked great.
Yeah.
And here we are with this just this eyesore. Horrible. But that's the White Sox way to do whatever's wrong. And then this bag also includes from the inaugural year Comiskey Park shirt that has a
that's awesome.
That I apparently I'm going to use when I try to sneak into a movie with somebody on my with me.
Well, there they are.
Well, look at that. I can't, Chad. They're stained. That's stained.
Oh no!
It's stained, Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Admittedly, he said this has been like in a box for 30 years.
I think he's still out there. I'm going to go.
Well, I tell you this, Chad. I appreciate the gifts. The shirt will be. Nope.
Yeah, you know, you maybe make a pillow out of that.
You want to keep your head in that stain?
No, the stain's on the back.
Back stain.
You can.
Oh, I guess you don't flip your pillows. All right.
No, you don't have to use that part of the material. I think there's enough material.
That's true.
We have that pillow over there that's made of the pack of Corn Friend T-shirt.
That's an example.
It's the front.
Anyway, I like this. I'm happy for the cups.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Happy for the cups from Chad. And we're happy for the sticker from everything. And Garen, you hit pay dirt today. Look at that. Look at how beautiful that old stadium looks. And then look at that eyesore next to it.
This is the new one, I'm guessing, right?
On the right, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the old one, which truly looks like a miniature model next to it.
Yeah.
Because and then here in the old days, see how there's cars right there?
Yeah.
In the old days, that wasn't parking. That was a street. And the old days, and I'm not kidding. See, you see where the stadium is?
Yeah,
That was a street. And my dad would say, my parents were divorced. And my dad would say on a Sunday, "Hey, what do you kids want to do today? You want to go to the White Sox game?" And we'd go, "Yeah, okay." And we would pull up, and I'm not fucking around. We would just park on the street, and literally, and then get out and buy a ticket, and walk in. Like that's how close to the stadium we would park because that's how unpopular they were.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine that.
It was crazy. Like, to think today, like, as you pay $50 to park at one of these games, to think that you could park literally, and I'm not kidding, 10 feet from the entrance.
Right. On the street.
On the street.
That's so wild.
For free. Wow. And then just go into a game because it was a neighborhood ballpark. That's it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And same with, by the way, with the Cubs back in the day. You could just park on the street. Well, now everybody's figured out, like, I can charge you $10, not 10, it's $50 to park in my driveway.
Yeah.
And so it's all that. All right. Jenny Pemberton is here.
Patiently waiting.
That mail took way too long. My apologies. Everything had a story. Every piece of that mail had a story. And more importantly, Garen is $70 richer than he was 21 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take to the Cheesecake Factory?
On a $50 gift card?
You're going solo?
Solo.
We'll be back.
Hey, gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Johnny Pemberton is on Instagram at Johnny_Pemberton. He's also on the internet. He has a website, johnnypemberton.dog. You're going to find out about that later. But he's got some live dates coming up in Oklahoma, Texas, I think. Anyway, go to his website. He's going to mention it at the end of the show, but go to his website, and you can find out where he's performing at the end of July and into August, I believe. Speaking of those dates, Jimmy is going to be at Flappers in Burbank in the Yoo-Hoo Room on July 26th. He's at the Irvine Improv on August 10th. If you go to jimmypardo.com and click the show's link, you can find all of the links to tickets and all that good stuff, and maybe some future dates beyond those. So look for that there. And then don't forget, if you're a Tier 2 or higher subscriber, we are doing our next live stream, audio live stream, for the fans on July 28th, 10:30 a.m. Jimmy would like you to wish him a happy birthday. So you can call in and do that. And you can listen to us chitter chatter in the breaks, and you can chat in the chat room while you're listening to us live. All that fun stuff is happening on July 28th, 10:30 a.m. Pacific. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 3016. Now, before the break, Johnny, I remember that Matt Donaher texted me mid-show, and then I responded to him in the break about the show tonight. He had a question, and he wrote, and I only bring this up because I'm going to quote his response back to me, "All good, let's rock some mics, trying this out." Parenthetical. He's trying out the phrase, rock some mics. And then also, I want to tell Colin Treat what I'm going to do with his sticker is I'm going to put it on a magnet, and then I'm going to put it on the thing right behind us.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting, because if you'll see here, and you can zoom in as much as you want, you can zoom in on this, Elliot, you'll see here how perfectly, how they're the exact same, because they probably were maybe made in the same factory.
It might be a standard size.
It's probably a standard size.
2 inch, 2.5.
Now, what I'm alluding to, everybody, is off the air. I say, I the dummy. Yeah. I'm the dummy. Johnny Pemberton's here.
I'm dumb.
Johnny, you were a witness to this. You were a witness to me being stupid. I said, hey, look at this. The magnet, it's the perfect size. I'm going to find some tape and tape the stick around there. And then as I was lining it up, I said, look at that. Oh, it's perfect. Elliot from across the fucking room goes, yeah, it's pretty close. I was like, it's pretty close. It's fucking perfect. And then he still said, no, I think I can see a little bit from the side, to which you and I both said, you're the guy on the upper deck saying that's a strike.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not kidding. This is fucking grounds for dismissal, man. That's how fucking annoyed I am at this.
Can we see both sides? I want to see.
So then what then was pointed out to me, it was almost, I almost discovered it at the same time, like I did with when I called Prince the Purple King.
Yeah.
I then realized, oh, I don't need tape. It's a sticker.
Yeah.
And then Garen, who we all will agree is the dumbest man in the room, said to me, yeah, it's a sticker, dummy. You can put it on. And he made fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it took the heat off of Elliot.
Thank God.
It's back on me for being dumb, thinking I needed tape. Mm. Anyway, that's going to look great.
Yeah.
That's going to look great.
But Johnny wants to see it from the other side just to make sure.
Can I show you the ultimate expression of non-confidence?
Yeah. But look at that. You don't see any, right? You don't see it. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not even stuck yet.
You could be a magician to sort of.
Where'd it go?
Now it's
a pickleball. Now it's a pickleball thing. But
and just so as not to hurt.
Pickleball.
Is it Timber?
It's Timber Tucker, yeah.
There's two of those magnets, so we're not.
Is that a U? IU? What is that?
Indiana University.
Okay. You don't want to offend those guys.
They have a pickleball team.
Oh, wow. And, that's important.
Are they the only one?
Their coaches are one of our fans. So.
Okay.
And my son Oliver was recruited to join the pickleball team.
Oh, wow.
That's a thing?
For humor.
quarter ride?
I don't know. What'd you say?
He gets a quarter ride?
Yeah, he gets a quarter ride for pickleball.
Gets free meals on Mondays and Fridays at the.
Did you go to college, Johnny?
I did, yeah.
And what'd you major in? Theater?
No, I majored in, communications, which I think is not actually a major.
What is it?
I did that too.
I think it means basically keg stands and going to class, like just literally attending a class.
Where'd you go? ASU?
No, I went to Florida State. I look like an ASU guy. That's an insult.
You described ASU behavior, so I assume. But FSU's pretty similar behavior.
I think FSU actually holds the crown for that, actually. Yeah. They don't even measure – they stopped measuring schools against it because it wasn't fair.
That's how it did. Party housey it is. Yeah. That's not a good phrase. But
yeah, I didn't experience that so much. But
you were not a partier in college.
I was, but not compared to – there's people who that's all they do. It's like a religion there as opposed to – just like, I mean, I was into college radio, which is sort of the opposite of like frat life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
so you were you an on-air personality?
I don't want to say a personality so much, but I did. Yeah, I did it all the whole time I was there. I was in did the radio station. I loved it. It was the best.
You would introduce songs. You would host. And what was it? Did you have a name for your show? And what kind of music did you play?
Well, this particular radio station, WVFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State, 89.7 FM, they didn't have a show per se. You had like a shift because they had like predetermined shifts. Like every day from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. was like, I can't think of what it's called, like morning something. So it's like they have a certain block of programming for different sections. So there was some people who had shows, but it was more like a specialty show, like, oh, this is a jazz show or this is like a soul show. But there was never like personality-based shows.
Just so you just did a shift?
Yeah, I did a shift because the normal hours were from about 10 p.m. to about noon usually most days, or even till 2 p.m. Most of the program was scheduled. You had like a medium rotation, heavy rotation, spotlight, because it's like a core reporting CMJ station, which is the college music journal.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all these new music they were trying to play and filter in and stuff. It was actually like incredibly professional.
So that's interesting. You weren't picking the songs. You were basically playing what they gave you.
Yeah, you had a program director.
They have a music department, but they also have like a news. They have news breaks. We had all kinds of stuff. It was very dialed in. They had a lot of people who worked there and some people who weren't students, but people who were from the community, who were not college students. And I mean, I got really into it because I was really into jazz back then. So I used to host the jazz show on Sunday nights. And I started hosting. They started a soul show midway when I was there, and I used to host that a lot. And but my first shift ever was 2 to 6 a.m. I think it was on Tuesday. But that, because that's my, when you're first starting there, you don't get to pick. You get to do either caffeine a go-go. That was the 6 to 10 a.m. I hated that. I'd rather stay up late than get up early. So I would do the 2 to 6 a.m. But I would do it. My shift was on after the metal show, which is one of the longest running metal shows in the country.
Really?
Yeah, Metal Madness, I think it was called. Because like Florida is like really big into metal, especially Tampa. And so I would go on after the metal show, and these guys, these metalheads, you know, I look like a teensy little, oh, hi, it's me, Johnny Pemberton, you know, come on there. So they'd always pick the most rotten, nasty sounding names for me to back announce, because they'd sit there laughing at me, be like, that was a Cradle of Filth with a Bloody Altar Vaginal Abuse. you know, they'd just be laughing their asses off at like 2 o'clock in the morning, right. Me back announcing all these names. But I kind of got into metal a little bit because of that. Mm-hmm. They were nice guys. They were cool. But it was like,
and you would just play just your standard college radio fare. Is that?
Yeah, a lot of like indie rock. It was big time indie rock stuff, which is, I kind of fell in love with a lot of that stuff.
We're talking about the '90s or early 2000s.
This is early 2000s, like 2001 to 2005, I guess. Maybe 2000, actually 2000 until, I don't know, I can't remember.
So Y2K.
Y2K. Yeah, we survived.
9/11, you survived that?
I remember 9/11.
Were you on the air during 9/11?
No, I remember I was in a class. I was in a class, TV production class. And never remember that. I went back to my apartment and watched my psychedelic mushrooms grow. I was growing. I grew a lot of mushrooms back then.
And you, did you have the TV on in the background, or you just watched those shrooms?
I think a little bit of both.
Combo.
Yeah, because the shrooms are cool to watch. You sit there and just look at them.
Well, I would assume. Now, that's not my world. I assume you would take some shrooms and then watch them grow, because I'm guessing to the naked eye, they're not doing anything.
I mean, they grow really fast, but not that fast, no. It's just like checking them out, like looking at them. I remember talking to my mom on the phone, being like, yep, I'm fine, everything's good. Just looking at my my psilocybin mushrooms growing there in a little like clear plastic tub.
But again, as an outsider who doesn't know that world, what do you do a minute later? Because it doesn't seem like that's an all-day activity.
Yeah, how long can you look at mushrooms that aren't visibly moving?
I mean, maybe 15 minutes.
Jesus
what the
Christ.
Shit? Yeah. I would just, you know, when you're on the phone. I was on the phone, so I'm looking at my mushrooms while I'm on the phone. I just have this, what's the one memory I have? You know, every year, those memories get, I get less and less, and that's the one I've held on to.
Yeah, good call. Good pick.
You know what I mean? It's so weird. I was thinking about this today, like, I was talking to my wife about, like, I'm trying to remember what I used to do like 20 years ago when I would wake up. I don't know what I would do.
Well, I read you were a working actor. You maybe had an audition or a meeting or something. No?
Or just like brush your teeth, take a shower.
I would always brush my teeth and stuff, but like I used to not work out. I work out a lot now, but.
I should tell you, and I don't mean to insult you. There's no evidence of that.
Of course not.
I mean, I'm not either. I've got strings hanging on my sleeves. You're a wisp of a man.
Is running working out?
Yeah, you're certainly exercising.
Okay, well, so
aerobic.
There you go.
How far are you running?
At my peak, I'll do like 5 miles.
That a boy.
But I will say, look at his forearms.
Like, yeah, you know what?
There
you're
is
not wrong.
Some definition there. Look at that.
But doesn't every man have a strong forearm? From jerking it.
Oh!
I mean, we've all got that Popeye.
I think my left arm's stronger than my right.
What are you doing with the left?
I don't know.
Think it's a stranger?
Maybe it's like maybe it's doing something at night. I don't know. I'm not
it's got its own activities.
Yeah.
That's probably, you look great, brother. I wasn't insulting you.
No, it's too late. So.
Oh, darn it.
Last time I was here, Matt was like, you can't even do pull-ups. I'm like, I can do fucking.
Oh, my God. We've already insulted your. We insulted your exercise.
Yes.
No, I apologize.
I remember distinctively, you were like, I'm like, I can do 10 clean, bitch.
First of all, I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe you can do 10 clean.
Get a pull-up bar in here right now.
Can you do it with your fingertips on the edge of that?
What is he, an American Gladiator?
I'm not doing chin-ups. I'm doing pull-ups.
Which is this?
This is a chin-up. That's easy.
Oh, this is a pull-up.
Anybody can do it. I can do pull-ups.
Well, you're saying that, first of all, I couldn't do either.
I don't know.
Because I've got torn labrums, so I can't do any of that.
I didn't know there was a difference.
What's that?
I didn't know there was a difference.
Well, we're learning today. One's easy, one's hard. Full disclosure, Garen, they're both hard.
Chin-ups
are slightly easier, I think.
Yeah. I guess that would make sense.
You're using more. Yeah.
I would bet money, and I'm that Tyler has one of those door things.
Oh, I bet he does.
For pull-ups. Garen,
in there?
I have one of them.
You don't have it here.
No.
No.
Go see if Tyler has one.
A pull-up in the office.
Yeah, I think that
that's a good bet.
Isn't it? Doesn't it seem like something he'd have?
He might have a movable one where you kind of just pop it on, do a few, pop it off, store it under the credenza.
That would be
credenza.
Cool. Just wreck the wall real quick.
Well, if he's got that, guess who's doing 9 minimum?
Okay.
I might be able to do 1.
I can't with my labrums, or else I would be in
there. What is a labrum?
Your muscles right through.
It is?
Right? Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
No, this is your pec. This is labrum's like a shoulder muscle?
No, it's inside. It's near.
It's deep in there.
Near by the rotator cuff.
I don't think I have them.
No, you do.
If you're doing all these pull-ups, you do.
Maybe that's why. Maybe the labrum's getting in the way.
I look forward to seeing you do this. And not that I don't believe you. This is Matt's premise from the last time you were here. And Matt has not stopped talking about it.
Like, no, he hasn't. He's never mentioned the word.
It's 100% true. He said, who's coming on today? I went, Johnny. He goes, oh, you mean no pull-up Johnny? That's what he calls you.
NPJ?
He calls you, yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
I told you he had one.
That's hilarious. My God. Okay.
Oh, no, you broke it.
You realize, though, I'm going to be huffing and puffing for a little bit here after this.
Here's the thing, Garen. Don't put it on our door. Put it in the kitchen door.
Yeah, because it's going to...
Because it's going to ruin the wall.
It will ruin the wall.
Wait, how does it work? It doesn't just go...
It's like sort of like a lever. Like
Yeah.
Like a friction... Not friction, but you know what I mean. It's like a...
It
friction, gravity, and...
It holds it. It pulls it against itself.
Cantilever.
But again, in the door, right?
Yes.
One part of it's on this side of the door.
There's no thing in the kitchen. There's no molding?
Oh, does it have to go in the molding?
You need molding?
You kind of have some molding.
Look, he put a bunch of tape around it. I think it'll be okay.
But these doors, you have to have the door open all
the time. I think the door, it's not going to... Tyler, where did you use this?
This is too cool. I can't believe this.
Where did you use it, Tyler? It's hanging in our office. But where's the person? Doorway. You put
it up there. And it doesn't damage the door at all?
All right, Tyler, show Garen how to put it on the door. I know how to put it on the door. Well, apparently, you're all about molding or some shit. The kitchen has no molding. Well, what's Tyler doing out here then?
He's advising.
Tyler, have you met Johnny Pemberton?
It's fragile.
Hey, Tyler.
There's Tyler. He used to sit in a window without a shirt at night.
What's that mean?
He used to work. He works in the front office here, and he's a former model. Oh. And this he would work at night, and apparently since nobody was here, he would take his shirt off at night, but you'd still see it as you walk past.
I would do that.
How do you even know?
That guy that was here earlier, Chad, who brought me the White Sox stuff. Chad said, hey, I think I know where your studio is. Is that where the guy with no shirt works? And I didn't know that was the thing. He would work at night with no shirt.
That's cool to be famous for that, though.
Yeah,
that's a cool thing. That's like the people who used to be like the standard hotel window. They'd sit out in the front.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is even better. It's like indie version of that.
Right. Right? Yeah,
this is grassroots. Like,
DIY.
It's got a cult.
DIY.
He's got a cult following from...
will it work here?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead, Garen. All right, so yeah.
Mount it up.
Put the smaller side on this side. Look at it. Well, Garen, who said he knew how to do it, is now having Tyler do it.
Well, yeah, because
this guy's
the
expert. Yeah. There you go.
All right, looks about right.
Okay.
It's got a lot of different positions.
You ready, Johnny?
Yeah.
All right.
Should I do it?
Let me ask you, Elliot, is there a way to get a camera on that?
I'm going to try.
This is so cool.
What do you think, Tyler? You think it's secure? Do you think Johnny's going to...
Well, someone try it first so I don't land on my knees.
Look at Tyler's going to do one.
You like here's what I like about Tyler. Well, should I try it first, make sure it works? Just to show off. Look at this dickhead.
Oh, wow.
Look
nice.
At him.
Nice.
Good
look
form.
At him.
It's got a lot of positions that you can put
your
arms.
Doing a...
It doesn't count unless you fully extend.
Oh, so you're... Wait, that's but you're fine. Not... Your head, is your head supposed to get above the bar?
That's a chin. That's a chin up.
It's not a chin.
That's sort of an alternate. That's like a...
Yeah, he's not holding it this way or this way. He's holding it
side.
Yeah, he's
degrees.
Doing... He's doing hammers.
Oh, those
are hammers. Hammers.
You know, if I had a hammer...
Yeah,
you'd hammer in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. You know what? I'd hammer in the evening. I'm going to be honest with you. All day if I could.
Yeah. But you supper time?
Yeah.
What if you had a divine hammer?
What's that?
If you had a divine hammer?
How many? How many? Just one divine hammer.
One divine hammer. I would bang it all day.
That's
If I had a drum, I would bang on that all day, too, because I don't want to go to work.
Right.
So look at the fun. Look at the fun we've had with items.
A rumpa pum pum?
I'm a little drummer boy.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny.
Okay, are we ready?
All right, yeah. Okay, leave the headphones here.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, you're sure. All right, by the way, Johnny is going to hit his head on the thing.
Well, I don't think it will. Stand this way, yeah.
All right, here's Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
not even. That seems to... That's how Johnny's going to get out of this. Look at him. There he goes.
Be responsible for injuring Johnny Pemberton.
Do you need a spotter? Tyler and Garen are both there to spot you.
Are we ready?
Now, you're saying you're going to
I'm ready.
You can do 10 of these.
I'll do as many as I can. I have been off my program since I've been sick, but I can probably pull at least 6. I guarantee it.
Johnny, I got to be honest with you. I've known you probably 20 years. I don't remember you being tall. There's one. There's two.
Mm-hmm.
There's three. And he's not fucking around, by the way. That head's going almost hitting the ceiling. There's 4. There's 5. Tyler, we got Tyler and Garen both spotting. What do we have to? 5?
That's
6. 6. Oh,
that's
6.
Here's 7.
7. You can do it.
Here's 8.
Do it.
Come on, Johnny.
8.
Here's 9. 4. Johnny.
2.
Ooh, one more. And one more. Johnny. One more.
Some, yes. There it is. 10.
Yes.
That is gorgeous. Impressive.
That's pretty good. All right.
That is okay. Impressive.
Now, who's going to.
Wow.
You're going to have that back.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. We want to see. Elliot wants to see if he can.
Oh, Elliot's going to try one. Wait. Elliot, move the.
Not a pull-up.
Do we have to move the camera so we can see you?
So
Johnny, will you hold that door back?
Hold what?
Oh, Garrett will do it. Johnny, you can get back into position.
All right.
Let me get behind the door.
All right. Now, what are you doing, Elliot? You're going to try to do. Your premise is you don't think you can do one.
Yeah, well, I used to be able to do one.
Okay. Oh, no. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you did one.
Okay.
I give you one. Garrett, are you going to try?
Dead now.
I'll give you.
Okay, I'll take
all right, Garen, are you trying? Matt, are you trying?
I'll try one.
This is the greatest.
Again, I can't. I would do this in a heartbeat, but I cannot because I would go to the ER.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've
he
got.
He can no longer use the part of his body.
My left arm.
Damn.
All right, here's Garen, who is also very tall.
So you're saying this is the easier
Garen,
way?
Garen, yes. Garen! No dice.
Okay.
All right, Mac Belknap.
Wow. All right, no one got injured.
Hang on, Matt Belknap's coming.
Well, we got to wait until tomorrow to determine that.
Well, Johnny did 10. Now, here goes Matt.
Yeah. No. Johnny's clearly in shape.
Johnny, how'd you do it?
That's Johnny.
How'd I do it?
You did it like that.
Yeah, front hands
yeah,
front
I didn't
grip.
Do that because I'm not going to die.
So you're doing it. Matt's doing a chin up. There we go. Come on, Matt. No. he says no.
Try switching him around.
Yeah, you just had a broken collarbone.
Matt, try switching him around. Just see.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It might be easier if you did the front hand.
Okay. I'm worried about that collarbone.
I'm pretty sure I pulled every muscle in my torso.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Look at that.
No.
Wow.
I know.
It's harder, I think.
Yeah, that is harder. Well, yeah, that's the whole point.
Oh, I like how you gave yourself a little jump.
I
what are you doing now?
So I want to try. Oh. I'm not going to be able to do it. But.
All right, Garrett, door.
Shit.
I like how we just assume Tyler has no job. Well, he's got a shirt on, so we know he works without a shirt.
Just push this. Yeah, thank you.
Tyler, how's your lady friend?
Good, yeah.
So it's this, right?
Happy.
All right, yeah. Good.
Oh, no. Nope.
Yeah, right? I immediately knew I'm not going to be able to do this.
All right, Garen, help Tyler take that down.
I don't need help.
Thank you, Tyler.
I don't need help as if it was the worst idea in the world. Oh, we did ruin the wall.
Tyler, is that a Depeche Mode tattoo?
Tyler, question from Johnny.
Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
Where?
Never mind. I thought you had Depeche
Mode.
Wait, what do you got tattoos?
I have a few.
What do you? I heard you got It, and then I heard you were big into Depeche Mode.
I thought I saw
what
a Depeche Mode tattoo. Never mind.
I don't know which one.
The one that's like a mountain?
No, that's Basquiat's crown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Depeche Mode logo that looks similar to that.
Are your arms supposed to be shaking?
Yeah. You mean because of tattoo talk?
Yeah.
Tyler, thank you.
Tattoo talk.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you for taking any sort of time out of your life to help us with that.
Right.
Did I not tell you guys he would have a pull-up bar?
Yeah. I
mean,
I agreed with you.
Should I get a prize for something?
I give you
a magnet with a sticker on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll get some tape and make it work.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Johnny, first of all, thank you for doing that. And secondly,
oh, man.
You have no idea.
Great job.
Yeah. We once Tom Bergeron was here once, and he once did some exercises.
Wait, did he do push-ups?
He did.
Or
I
sit-ups
think
or
he did that thing where he did the invisible rope pull, where he laid flat and then pulled himself up.
What? I never heard of that.
That
sounds cool.
I saw him do it on the internet, and it infuriated me because man, that is just ab work. That's all ab work.
Yeah, abs are. You get some abs with pull-ups too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very impressed, John.
Me too.
Well, thank you,
Matt.
I apologize.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's all right, as if it's a legit apology.
I could do cleaner if I didn't do push-ups this morning.
You did some push-ups. How many do you do in the morning?
Oh, I don't know. I do like 50, maybe. It's not that many.
You don't count. You just go until you're done.
I count a little bit. I'm not like super into that. I just like doing pull-ups because I just like doing them. They're fun.
But 20 years ago, you wouldn't have done that because you didn't know what to do. You'd wake up and just wander around like a zombie.
I guess I meant like I can't remember what I used to. I didn't have like a schedule or like a, what do you call it, like a routine at all.
Were you with your wife in 2005?
I don't think I was, no.
Weren't even dating yet. How long have you been married? Refresh my memory.
Like 5 years, 6 years?
Five. I know you don't care for numbers.
Good numbers.
And John, big. Refresh my memory. Do you have any kids?
No kids.
You don't.
No kids, no.
He's just got those shrooms.
Shrooms, baby.
You still growing them?
You're still growing them?
No. I did grow them not that long ago, I think. Actually, no, it was a while ago. It's been a long time since I've done it. It's like, it's not easy.
What about regular mushrooms just for cooking? You know,
no.
Like,
no. No.
I've picked a bunch of them in the wild, but never grown them.
I was just in San Francisco, and I was walking through the ferry building. You know, right. It's like all these fancy shops and stuff. And there was a place that was selling mushrooms, and they just had them like growing under jars, and really? it made my skin crawl just to see it. I don't know why that is, but
it's kind of unnerving in a way. I don't like eating mushrooms. I really don't.
I do not like it at all.
I've come around a little bit on them. Like I can have them on pizza. I used to
really
hate them. Yeah.
What about morels? You ever had a morel?
I don't know what that is. I have to be honest. I don't know what a morel is.
I'm still out of breath from those pull-ups.
It's kind of mushroom, right?
It's type of mushroom, but it's a very distinctive type of mushroom that only grows in like the Midwest and the Northeast.
Oh, yeah. And people like people guard the secret of where they get theirs.
Yeah, because they get really big and they're delicious. They don't taste like regular mushrooms. They taste very significant.
It's the texture for me, Johnny. What's the texture of the morel? Is it similar?
No, that's why it's so great. It tastes almost like meat or something like that, because you can cook them in like butter and maybe some garlic or something like that, and they taste, I mean, they're not like regular kind of mushrooms you have on pizza or something like that. They're
Johnny,
not slimy.
Garlic, they're so good. I can't have garlic.
Oh, you don't
no garlic,
garlic
ever?
He says I gotta cook it with butter and garlic. He says he insists on it.
You can't have garlic at all.
I cannot. If there's garlic bread on the table, will I take a bite? Yes, yeah. I will, because it's delicious, and then I will regret it minutes later.
Because you're burping a lot?
I get a lot of reflux, a lot of GERD.
Oh, GERD, yeah.
Yeah.
GERD.
I'm getting to be an old man.
That's normal, though. I think a lot of people, I have the same problem.
You got GERD issues?
I have a different digestive issue, but, you know, that's the whole thing.
I think we talked about that last time you were here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had surgery.
I did a long time ago.
Was it diverticulitis?
No, it was ulcerative colitis.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We laughed at your expense about that.
I know.
But you told the story very humorously.
That's right as we were done making fun of you for pull-ups or not being able to do them.
Still,
you know, I saw what I saw, but...
Yeah, that's
probably... here's the beauty. You could still call him Pull-Up Johnny. But now it's a positive.
Well, now I have to call and pull up Johnny because he shoved it in our faces.
I mean,
I don't have a colon in there, so I have a lot. I have got like a good
that's a
4 pounds
great,
less.
A little
more.
Lighter. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm lifting a lot more than you.
You are.
Mostly with the
colon
belly
might be
fat.
Full of all kinds of, you know, processed cereal or something like that. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe it's full of pizza.
Could
old
be anything.
Pizza. It's just been it's ruminating in there.
Okay.
You know?
I got to ask you about morals again. You know, not the kind
and
of...
don't kill women and children. So that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good moral.
Like, is it just only like one little time a year that they are growing?
Usually
that
in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's when it's humid and usually after a rain and usually under elm trees, I think, or under like downed elm trees, supposedly. Huh. My sister picked probably like 3 pounds of them 1 year. We had this feast of them. I'm talking like this whole table almost half filled with morels, which is hundreds of dollars worth of morels. And some of them were like this big. They look really weird too. They look like a little, you know, like a giant sequoia looks, where it's like the bark goes up for a long way, taper, and then it gets like this big bush that looks almost like a, I can't even think of what it looks like, but it looks like a miniature sequoia tree, but it has like this weird, like pitted texture.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Yeah. See that? That's a morel. So they look kind of ugly as hell.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I'm not sure I would eat that if I just saw it.
Yeah, but they're so easy to identify. You don't have to worry about picking something that would hurt you because they look so distinctive.
Can I eat it? It's right there on the land, or do I have to prepare it? Do I have to boil it in some way?
Guess what? I don't know.
You don't know. This is your sister's
thing. I think people
thing.
Tend to cook them because they just taste so much better, but you probably eat it. I bet you could eat it raw.
No.
I don't know, though.
Oh, it says not to.
No, they can be toxic if consumed raw or undercooked.
There you go.
Oh. Mm. All right, so you got to really cook these things.
Yeah.
I just never understand how people figured out what was poisonous and not. Like, it just seems crazy.
And more important, and when?
Right.
Like, what? Like, was it a caveman?
Yeah.
Or did it happen in the 1700s? Like, when did they figure out,
like, oh, you can
I can eat this now, I can't eat this now. I got to do this to it. And then how do they discover to do this to it?
Right, because if like, let's say you have a dog. The dog goes and eats something out there. You're like, well, that's probably okay for me, too. It's not exactly, but it's probably close. Yeah. But to cook that mushroom, to
be
eat
like,
corn.
Hey, that killed my dog. But guess what? I'm going to put it in a pan and hope it works out.
Yeah.
Well, vice versa. There's all kinds of dogs can't eat that we can
that's
eat fine.
True. Yeah.
Like grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't know anything about dogs.
Yeah, dogs can't eat grapes. They're super bad. Our neighbors, their dog was sick for like 6 months, and they couldn't figure out what was going on with the dog. Then they found out later, oh, it's not supposed to eat grapes because we feed it grapes every day.
Oh, no.
The dog almost fucking died.
Jesus.
They were slowly killing their dog, not knowing.
They didn't know, but they kept getting.
Dog doesn't know.
It likes grapes. It likes them.
Why does it like them? Because my dog won't touch grapes, and it kind of annoys me sometimes. Like, I dropped a grape. Will you just eat that? And then they don't.
But the dog knows better.
That's a good dog.
Yeah, but one is fine.
Is it?
Well, it's like drinking alcohol or something.
Is that you covering yourself?
I'm not trying to hurt the dog.
I think one grape.
Well, it's the same way that they say dogs can't eat chocolate, but if they eat a little bit of chocolate, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but the chocolate, that's really bad. Same with caffeine and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, I guess, is really bad.
My dog will not drink diet soda.
Well, no, that's a healthy choice.
Like straight up.
Really?
Just like straight up.
What about Coke Zero?
It likes the taste,
okay,
but prefers the calories. He likes.
What about Mexican? Do they like the cane sugar?
Of course, they like the Mexican Coke. Everybody does. It's delicious.
Yeah. It's so good in the glass bottle. Just the
glass.
Satisfying.
Let me ask you a serious question about this. We may have talked about this before on the show. Mm-hmm. When it comes to recycling, mm-hmm. when I was a child, mm-hmm. you got your 8 bottles of soda, and then you drank your 8 bottles of soda, and then you returned the 8 bottles of soda. And then you got a new 8 bottles of soda, and that it just went round and round like that.
Mm-hmm.
You would use the bottles, and then they would recycle the bottles, and then they decided, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to go to cans and plastic. Mm-hmm. Maybe cans were also happening at the time, but plastic certainly was not. Why do we not go back to bottles? Because it seems to me like that was a better way to recycle.
Probably expensive.
Is it more expensive?
We've got to transport them.
But if we keep using it.
Yeah.
But they probably don't. It's got to be a scam. Because recycling plastic, that's a big scam.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest scam in the history of time.
I believe John Oliver did a whole episode on that, did he not? Was it John Oliver or some other?
Something like China used to take our recycling, and we're dumb Americans, and we don't clean the stuff properly, so they don't want it anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Also, they just don't want it anymore because they don't need it. They don't need it. They're like living higher now.
Their economy is better than it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my president tells me they're bad people, so that's what I listen to.
Mm. Apparently, glass bottles can harm the environment more than plastic bottles.
Oh, thank you, Garen.
Says plastics.com.
This is mainly because glass is heavier, needing more energy for transport. Also, getting materials for glass can cause noise pollution, water pollution, and harm.
Oh, noise pollution. Careful.
Careful.
God. Guard your delicate ears.
That is definitely plastics.org.
Yeah.
This is from oceansblueproject.org.
That's the kind of name you would choose if you were in the
plastic
lobbyist.
Actually, that does happen.
Yeah.
It's like all these pest control companies now. Oh, we're called Blue Sky. It's like, how about like Orkin? Orkin was a fucking Orkin.
Yeah.
You're killing something.
Yeah. Blue Sky.
I use Pesty, and of course you can too. Use promo code Pardo and get 20% off your first shipment.
We did have that sponsor,
shipment.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Pesty is a... Pesty. I don't believe they're sponsored at the moment.
No.
But they were, and...
retroactive.
They did a fine job.
And it was supposed to be safe and, you know, whatever. I didn't go into the lab and verify that, but...
Yeah.
It was not harmful to pets or anything.
We also, back in the day, Sunday, remember Sunday that we used to have it on our lawn? They also got in the pest control business, and that worked great too.
Yeah.
And if you go to Sunday, use promo code Pardo and get 20% off. By the way, I don't know what you could use my name on any of these sites. You could do nothing.
Just try it.
It could be 1% off. It could be free. I have no idea.
That paid off at one point. Was it Untuckit?
I don't believe we said what it was ever.
Oh, did we not?
I think the statute of limitations has run out on that.
It was Untuckit.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Like try to get a sponsorship by saying you have one, and then people keep entering Pardo on our website here.
It's a good idea.
And then they call
that's
you
not
up.
A
like,
bad
hey,
idea.
We're going to offer you one because it's clearly working.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
As long as their site is tracking codes that aren't in their system. Like,
right.
It could be all for naught if people are, like, they wouldn't, maybe we would never even know that people were entering Pardo.
There are two, and I cannot pull their names at the moment. There are two clothing companies for the shorter man. Oak and Ash or something might be one of them. I forget what they're called. There's two of them that are very, they're a little expensive, but, you know, use promo code Pardo, you get 20% off. That I insist they would be great sponsors for this show because I am a shorter man. And what better show would there be for them to be on? Instead, there were, you know, they advertised during Rachel Maddow. It's like, I would advertise during my show, Shorter Man Clothing. What is it, Gary? What, you got some names over there?
There's Oak and Ash.
It is Oak and Ash.
Oak and Ash. Floral design and styling.
All right, it's not that then.
I mean, Rachel Maddow also wears shorter men's clothing, so it kind of fits her.
Then it doesn't fit her then. Isn't she 6 feet tall?
Oh, is she?
She seems tall.
I didn't realize.
I would say that, and if I'm wrong, I will make Johnny do another 10.
Oh, I think I'm spent.
Yeah.
She's 5'11".
She's 5'11".
Wow.
That's an inch away from 6 feet.
Yep. I've never seen her standing up. So
that's gravitas.
Ash Erie.
Ash and Erie.
Yeah.
Is for the shorter man.
Yes.
What is Erie?
It's a lake.
Oh, the lake Erie.
It's also a little creepy. When you see a short guy, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, it's Erie.
Hey, look at this gnome or leprechaun.
What's going on? I don't know where this
guy's up with this short guy.
It's two E's, right? Is it E-E-R-I-E to spell Erie?
I think it's E-R-I-E.
For the lake, it's
like the Erie.
But how do you spell, like, that's something's weird. Is it double E?
That's double E.
That's double E.
That's a good word.
That's a great word.
Anytime there's a double A or double vowel.
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah, I never see that.
Double vowel at the top.
When do you see that?
Aardvark.
Aardvark, but that's like the class. That's the prototypical example.
That's the old school.
Oolong.
That's the old school.
Top of the,
what is it?
Oolong. T-O-O-L-O-N-G.
That's...
Jimmy, it's
doesn't count.
Yeah, that's a foreign word.
That's a foreign word.
They're all foreign words.
Somebody who would shop at an establishment
of
this type, how do you feel about abbreviated apparel?
They're calling it
abbreviated apparel.
That's what they're describing as clothing for the shorter man?
No, that's the name of the company.
Abbreviated apparel?
You might as well call it Stumpies or something. I mean, it's like, give me a break.
Give me a fucking break. Love it.
It's like some tall guy owns that. Big Plastic owns that.
looking down at people like me. This little guy tried to buy pants.
There's no doubt this company was founded by a bully.
Yeah. Abbreviated apparel, right? That's a bully's name.
Also, it should be Abbreve app because it's abbreviated.
Sure.
It's abbreviated.
Let me ask you a question.
Go crazy.
Are they good looking clothing?
Pull it up. Put it on.
I believe Peter Millar. There's a man. There's another one for Sherman with the man's name in it. At any rate,
see, that's a good. A man's name is good.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me.
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
There's Peter Manning. Is that what
that's
you're
it?
Doing? Peter Manning.
That's it.
Peter Manning. That sounds good.
I think it's for the 5'8" and up. I believe Peter Manning.
5'8" and up. That's like. Yeah. That's just.
That's Ash and Erie.
People, right?
Ash and Erie's 5'8".
5'8" and down.
That's just people. No, yes. It's up.
5'8" and up.
That's average. 5'8" is the average. So what are we doing even? That's just clothes.
That's why I don't shop. I would welcome them as a sponsor.
Men's clothes designed from scratch for shorter men, 5'8" and under.
Okay. There we
go. Oh, that's Ash and Erie.
That makes more.
Johnny was right. 5'8" and under. I've been misreading that for 5 years.
Every clothing
and you
is
wonder
5'8"
why.
And up when you think about it.
Longingly looking at
the, just going, I guess that's not for me. That's for 5'8". And I'm not going to lie to you. I would get mad at it going, 5'8", that's not short. I'm short. Make the clothing for me. And then I found Peter Manning.
Peter Manning.
And I've
distinguished gentleman.
Thank you. Not abbreviated apparel. Mm-mm. What a jerk.
Is there a man's name that could suggest that it's for shorter
men? Matt nailed it with Napoleon.
But Napoleon famously was actually not that short.
Right. He was average.
He wasn't?
Average for his time. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, but that's a good question.
I think he was like 5'8". Yeah. But like,
he could shop at the... He can barely still get clothes from
he's into it. Yeah.
Maybe a guy named like Dinky Wishbone. That'd be pretty.
Wait, I don't think I finished my sentence without being offensive.
Once again, that's as hurtful as Stumpy's.
Wishbone, though.
Dinky Wishbones?
What do you got, Garen?
Here's a few more. All this free publicity for these places.
Why not?
I Googled clothes for a shorter man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And some of the ones I came up with. Under510.com.
Mm. Right, but again, under 5'10", that's
average.
Yeah.
That's,
again, it's anything under 5'10". So it's trying to soften the blow of like, hey, if you're 5'2", no big deal. You're in the same group as the 5'9ers.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You don't want to walk around with a 5'10 guy.
Appreciate you trying. But
how about
Hockerty?
Hockerty.
Like that. It sounds like it's from the UK or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nimble Maid.
What is it? Nimble?
Nimble Maid.
No.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah, like that it. Sounds like it's
so far, leaving the clubhouse is Hockerty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bit of a nimble man. Oh, we've got a bit of a nimble man here.
A nimble thimble.
Oh, getting bullied again.
Oh, well, look at this. He's a bit nimble. Oh, looking down. Oh, mate, get him a half pint here. Oh, it's a nimble man.
Sir, I didn't catch your name. What is your name, sir?
Oh, my name's Dinky Lichter.
Oh, hello, Dinky.
Dinky Lichter.
So you're also a
I'm just under 5'9". Just under it.
Well, you look taller than that, Dinks. Yeah.
That's confidence.
Dinky is a nickname, I assume?
Yeah. It is a nickname.
What name were you born with, Dink?
My name was real name is Peter John David Stephen Wickle.
Oh, that's long.
Long like something else.
Oh, boy. Dinky likes to get dirty. Huh. Well, good for you, Dink. Nice. Thank you for your help, Dinky.
Wait, is Nimble May? Sorry to interrupt this bit, but I want to keep hearing from.
I don't want to hear.
I said goodbye to him.
Yeah, he left.
It was Nimble Maid.
M-A-D-E.
Shirts for short men.
Shirts. Is the Nimble
looks May. Like they're just shirts
for the shorter man. By the way, I'm okay on shirts.
Well,
it's the pants that are a problem.
Sure,
and sport coats. Pants and sport coats. Yeah. Shirts. I can wear a small or an extra small anyway. Sometimes I got to go into a medium if I've been having a lot of pizza. But
and having extra tail on your shirt isn't going to ruin your day.
Wait, you know what? When it's flouncy, it's bad.
Mm. Flouncy.
I will say the untuckets are great for a shorter man because you tuck them in.
Yeah, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, because untucked dress shirts on a short guy, even through untucked, still doesn't look right.
Mm. Looks like an Elmer Fudd. Remember Elmer Fudd's directing the symphony? Mm-hmm. He's wearing the giant tux.
Yeah, and
I always think about that. Anytime I have clothes are too big, I feel like Elmer Fudd.
Like Elmer Fudd. I thought Bugs Bunny directed the symphony, but Elmer also directed the symphony?
I think there's one where remember where that thing keeps popping up the rolling butt up, and rolling up and hit him in the face?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's one of those things where, like, that'll never not be funny.
I'll tell you this. All he wanted to do was kill that rabbit. That's the only thing he wanted to do in life.
Which, to be fair, is kind of a crazy thing. I mean, I know people hunt rabbits.
I mean that rabbit was kind of a dick to him. Let's be fair.
But once you meet a rabbit that is standing on its hind legs as tall as you are or taller and speaking your language, now you're murdering something.
Yes, immediately, because I'm afraid of it. That's like Jesus walking on water.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're going back to that.
Also,
a talking bunny.
And he's making fun of you?
He's
very mocky.
He does not treat Elmer very well.
No, he doesn't have any respect.
He's trying to kill him. What are you going to do?
How it started, though, you know?
We don't know the origin story.
Elmer could have been out for blood. He could have done all. Could have killed Bugs Bunny's wife, for all we know.
You think he got rid of Mrs. Bugs Bunny?
That's dark.
I mean, I bet. Yeah, it's like Braveheart. That's what they based Braveheart on.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's based on the Bugs Bunny lore.
You know what's funny? They just played that at the Culver Theater, Braveheart, this past Monday. I was too tired to go. Also, Mel Gibson's in it, so I don't really. There's no driving force for me to
get excited
to see this, even though it's an old. Before we knew he was an awful human being, but I now knowing this Bugs Bunny lore, I would have gone just to see.
Yeah,
like the references. Oh, there it is. The references certainly.
It ruins the movie.
It ruins for you.
Yeah, because you just keep seeing Bugs Bunny everywhere in the writing.
It does. Yeah. I feel like now I finally understand the 15-minute carrot eating scene because I didn't get that when I first saw it. But now it makes sense.
That's also the Blu-ray.
And also when, for some reason, Braveheart says Albuquerque, I don't know why that's happening.
I don't know what's happening now. So there's a lot of confusion. I don't get that reference.
It's a thing where he made a wrong turn at Albuquerque whenever he's...
Bugs Bunny did?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
That might be Mandela. Thank you.
It's in at least two of the cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Excuse me, Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes are cartoons. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Wait a minute, you're suggesting that Looney Tunes are not cartoons?
No, I was just making a joke because I called
you. He was jokingly correcting.
I'm going to be honest, Garen. The way you shook your head was, oh, fuck it, he's serious about this. I thought it was, here we go. I got to somehow get irrationally mad at Garen again. I thought you were, oh my God. Thank God. Because that would have been, we've already got one grounds for dismissal today. There would have been a second one.
That's like calling Puffs Plus Kleenex kind of thing.
Those are Puffs Plus, sir.
Those are Puffs Plus. We don't associate with Kleenex.
That is a Tissue.
It's good. It's called top of mind awareness when your brand is so strong that people just associate the product itself.
What do you got? You got Kleenex?
Yep.
Band-Aid?
Band-Aid.
Xerox.
What do you got?
Xerox. Do people still get Xerox copies?
Just say copy now. Yeah.
They may have lost.
People don't do it as much as they used to.
Yeah, you print stuff.
Printer.
No, nope, don't think that word flies, John.
Yeah, that's the company, right? Printer. That's what they call it, a printer, right? Don't you know
you
that?
You said it so sincerely.
Wait, there is another one.
Automobile? Did you say Google?
What?
Did you say Google?
Google.
That's Google. When you Google things? That's post, a modern one.
Post it.
And you know what people do? Coke very much falls into this.
In the South, yeah. In the South, people say Coke.
You want a Coke?
Coke, so. Give me a Coke.
Yeah.
What kind of Coke is
give
that?
Give me some more credit for Post-it.
Oh, I didn't hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Post-it.
I didn't hear it.
But what is... What would you call a Post-it?
It's a
an adhesive label or a
reusable
note,
label?
Notepad?
Are there other... I mean, certainly Target makes a version, but yeah, are there other brands of Post-it note competing? Because I'm going to tell you something. They ain't winning.
They're not.
No.
Shouldn't be.
Post-it has it going, man. Whiteout? Mm-hmm. Is there another one of those?
Again, I think
I'm talking about a Klan rally.
Can you imagine buying Whiteout now?
Again, that's sort of a relic of the typewriter era.
Sticky notes. That's what people
use. Oh, they call them sticky notes. Yeah. I use the Whiteout, the one which is like a little...
the strip?
The strip. You drag
you use it.
I love that.
I will use that from time to time. Like on a...
like a form?
On these SAG forms that we make you guys fill out. Oh. Like if something goes wrong, I if I look on there, oh, Johnny screwed that up, I'll use that to fix it.
Oh, mine's bad.
Yours is a disaster.
Yeah, my handwriting is terrible.
Dude, my son has the worst in the world.
You're just all muscle. You don't have anything up here.
I will say this. Again, my son's handwriting is horrible. My handwriting is horrible. Yours isn't great.
Yeah.
You might win, man. It's the worst.
It was pretty bad. I felt... I'm just not good at writing when I'm standing.
Here's the thing. How often do we do it?
We don't do it often.
Not as much.
Let me show you what I had to do here. Can I show you?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to do this? This is embarrassing.
Well, you brought it up.
Just let me refill. I'll fill it out
again.
Look
what I did. I actually put... I wrote his name next to his name so that SAG can read it. That's how
bad...
Wow. It looks like Jim Pardo is what... It looks like what you wrote. Wow. So I had to fix it.
That would be confusing because you're the host.
And the good news is nobody's ever going to find your house because nobody could read any of that.
They don't need to... They know.
You know what? SAG does know you.
They've got my name. I put the number in there. The number, if the number's good.
You got your SAG number on there.
Which is not what people, most people don't always do that.
Most people don't do
that. Yeah, I put that so they can backtrace it all.
Do you have that memorized?
That's my corporate number. I do not have it memorized, no.
Can I tell you about that SAG number? I went to my very first audition. I went, you know, it says on the sign-in sheet, name, SAG number, agent number, that thing, and I wrote my SAG number down, and somebody in the waiting room, who's the guy who put my SAG number down? I was the joke, and it was my first audition, so people didn't know who I was, and so I just sat there feeling like a fucking fool because I happened to be the first guy to sign in for the morning, and then here's all working actors making fun of guy who you put his SAG number down, and that was 30 years ago, and
that sucks. I still remember it.
I remember it.
Still think about it.
And I still think about it. And of course, I never put my SAG number down again, but I just assume that's what you do. And also, I'll say this. I was proud.
Yeah.
I was proud to go, oh, I'm a SAG member.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm going to put my number down. That's what you do when you...
Mm-hmm. Whoever did that is probably dead now.
You think that person's dead?
They've got to be dead.
They're not working anymore.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, no. It was Robert Wool. And the way he mocked you got a lot of laughs.
I don't believe that. I believe he was laughing at the other funny things that were said.
Okay.
Because Robert Wool, again, there's no evidence of him being funny. Is he a nice man?
Probably. He seems like a nice guy.
Is he? I think he was a monster on Arliss.
He was Arliss. Yeah, it's Arliss, right?
Yeah, okay. That's Arliss.
Do you ever work with him, John?
I don't think I've ever met him, no. I haven't thought about him in a long time.
Because you think about funny people.
I guess so. I didn't know he was a comedian, honestly.
He was a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Right? You didn't know he was a comedian. Why?
Because that's like a while ago.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And he wasn't an LA guy. He's a New York guy, right?
He was mostly a New York guy. But when I saw him at the Improv, or obviously I saw him here, and I did, when I first moved here, I did a lot of, he would do sets of the Improv a lot.
Really?
Yeah. And people were excited. Yeah. Oh, it's Robert Wool.
He's very like a guy. You know what I mean? He's like a character. He's almost like Richard Kind, where Richard Kind is Richard Kind no matter what you put him in. Because you want the guy that he's doing. He's always hunching his shoulders. It's always the same guy. I feel like he's the same way. Yeah. Where I don't know if, you know, technically it's acting, but...
Richard Kind's got that great line in Inside Out, though, that brings you to tears about the...
I don't remember that.
Was it Take Her to the
Take
Moon?
Take Her to the Moon for me.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He's great. And maybe the, you know, we always talk about Tom Hanks. We talk about I think Richard Kind is in the top five nicest people in this in show business too.
Never met him, but I've never heard anything bad. Oh, I've only heard good things about it.
The nicest man.
Yeah,
and he's funny, mm-hmm. and he's a good actor. He's great. He's great.
Do you know what someone told me years ago when I said someone was nice? They're like, they said, "Of course he is. He's working." Like, yeah. Kind of makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, but there's assholes. Jeff Garland worked for years, and he's it's documented how big of an asshole.
That's kind of his thing. Like he's always been. I would say he'd even probably say it out loud. Like, yeah, I'm an asshole. You know.
Yeah, but does that make it okay?
I don't think it makes it okay, but you know what I mean. Like some people, they wear a certain thing better. Like that's sort of like, you know. There's certain people who are very surly who I've worked with, and I'm like, I don't expect them to be kind to me because that's right. kind of how they are. And I sometimes like someone when they're surly and not super friendly, because sometimes over-friendliness feels like, it's fucking,
what's up?
Give me a break. Yeah. What do you really think about this? You can't like everything.
What are you talking about, Matthew Modine? Because Matt hates Matthew Modine. And
really?
The last thing we need to hear is how nice of a guy Matthew Modine is.
No, I don't.
Is.
I never worked with Matthew
you
Modine.
You never worked with Matthew Modine?
No. I mean, God knows. I don't know. He went through the Kubrick machine, though, so who knows what that did to him. That's a thing. He lived with Kubrick for like a year, and then he shot a movie with him for a whole year.
What?
He lived with them before they shot...
why? Full Metal.
Full Metal, yeah. Because so Kubrick strange. Is just absolutely, you know, there'll never be a person like him ever again, I think. I think that era is fully and completely shut. There'll never be a director who is just carte blanche...
Like, you do it my way.
My way, you know. Like that guy who played the gunner who was supposed to be the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket. Oh, mm-hmm. The actor, Arlie Army? His name.
Arlie Army was the drill sergeant.
Yeah.
But the guy, there's an actor who they hired, he's a great actor, and he appeared in the movie as the guy in the Huey who was shooting the unarmed lady in the rice paddy. But he was living in a hotel. He wrote a whole article about his experience with Kubrick. He wrote it like kind of recently because it's like been in his head for a long time. But he talks about how he was on hold for something like a year and a half, just waiting to do that role. He had nothing to do. He was living in a hotel. And then eventually Kubrick's like, we're not going to use you because we found this guy who's the real, we're going to have him do it. And just the devastation. It's like,
oh my God.
Just, you know, otherworldly devastation from that kind of thing. I think it fucked him up pretty bad for a long time.
What's that actor's name, Garen? Did you find this? He played the gunner.
Is it Bill McKinney?
You think about Bill McKinney?
I mean, I don't know his name. I can't remember his name.
Because he's just a working actor. He's not.
He is. He's been in a bunch of stuff since. He's definitely a great actor and he works a lot. But that he was in that for a limited amount of time. I can't. Think what his name is. He wrote a whole article about his experience with him.
All right, well, it's not him because he died in 2011.
No, we lost him.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was him. I don't know.
You know who pops
Tim,
up?
Tim Colseri, maybe?
I have to see his picture, honestly.
He needs to see a photograph, Elliot.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, Garen can type in that name into Google because it's so easy to spell, Tim Colseri. We all know how to spell it, obviously.
Colseri.
I'm having a brain freeze. Who's the actor that we talked about recently that... was in Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise.
That great actor.
Oh.
Thank you, Tom Cruise.
Ving Rhames.
No, you're talking about Simon the Peck. One who is the ended up being...
He's a bad guy, but they shook hands.
Yeah, the FBI guy.
What is that actor's
guy.
Name? I love him in everything. He's great.
The son of a bitch did it. What's his name?
Wait,
that's not him. It's the other guy.
The most recent one or the one?
The most recent one.
This is an actor that, Johnny, you've seen him in a million things, and I'm just brain freezing on his name.
It is Tim Colseri, by the way. That's the right person.
Tim Colseri wrote the article that Johnny's speaking of, so if you want to read that, go find that. You can also go fuck yourself. whatever you want to do. What is that guy's name? It's not Seth. It begins with an S.
What does he play in the movie?
What is he in the movie?
He's like the FBI agent or the CIA agent who's chasing him down. Yeah, I'm just looking
at him. Is he American?
Jesus. He's an American character. He's an American actor.
We talked about him for 6 hours on the show.
Talking about The Witcher?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the guy who he was partners with the black guy who ended up siding with
Shea Whigham.
Shea Whigham is incredible.
Shea Whigham. Now here's the thing about Shea Whigham. The only reason I ring him up is
Shea Whigham can do no wrong.
He's in the opening scene in F1. Shea Whigham.
He is, okay.
He's in the opening scene and you go, great. Oh, this movie's gonna be great because Shea Whigham's in it. Mm-hmm. And then the opening credits happen. He's like the third name. You know, it's Brad Pitt, so and so, Shea Whigham. Mm-hmm. You never see him again. He's done.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
That's crazy.
Because again, That guy's great in everything.
Huh. Yeah, he's really great.
We love Shea Whigham. This is a big Shea Whigham show.
Did you see that show?
so much that we remember his name.
What's it called? Boardwalk Empire?
What's that?
Have you seen Boardwalk Empire?
I saw the first episode, and I got to be honest, it didn't grab me.
Oh.
Should I go further?
Yeah.
Is Shea in it?
Yeah. He's in it a lot.
Well, listen.
I think he's one of the best characters in the whole show.
I did not know Shea Whigham was involved. Yeah. Now I'm all in. This is an open invitation. John Leguizamo and Shea Whigham are welcome on this show anytime. Anytime.
What about Robert Wall?
No, we look for funny on this program. Shea Whigham, who I guarantee has never said a funny thing in his life, is funnier than Robert Wall.
Jesus.
How about John?
John Leguizamo's great.
Johnny L. I love Johnny L. He's the ultimate.
He's not. He's another guy. He's great in everything.
What's yeah. Him? He is the.
Is he going to get you?
Have you seen that show Bloodline? That came out a while
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We loved
Remember
it.
His arc in that?
Yes.
God, I thought that was one of the greatest that. Like guest arcs I've ever seen in a show.
They weren't
time.
Bad people, Johnny. They just did a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
That was their tagline.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's great. Kyle Chandler is great. Mm-hmm. Linda Cardellini is great.
Linda Cardellini is amazing.
She's great. Another one. Mm-hmm. Name something she's bad in. You can't do it.
Norbert Lee Butts.
How great is he in that show?
He is the best part of the show, I think.
What role did he play on Broadway? Can anybody guess?
Oh, I forgot.
I don't know who it is.
You're going to be blown away by this.
It's like something really big, right? It's some sort of cool.
It is one of the biggest Broadway.
Aladdin.
No. Although he might have. By the way, I didn't know this guy came from Broadway. So when I.
Well, he's a real actor. He's like a theater,
yes.
Nuts and bolts theater guy.
I'll just tell you. He played Roger in Rent.
Oh.
I've never seen Rent.
He played the wannabe rock star in Rent. Hmm. And that is, I wouldn't think of him to play that role. Mm-hmm. And I assume he was great. And I think there's clips on YouTube of him doing that
really?
Role.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what?
Hmm. Yeah, he's so great.
He's great. He's
like
another
the real
guy.
Deal.
Everybody in that was great. What's the guy that died? The playwright.
Oh, Sam Shepard.
Sam Shepard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also great.
Yeah. He doesn't have to do much. He just has the sunglasses and acts mean. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but it's still, I liked him.
He's scary, though. I think he's the kind of guy I would be scared. I think I was talking with Fatum the other day about this. I think that Sidney Lumet is probably the scariest person as far as like,
what
do I mean?
Bela Lugosi.
Like Dracula.
I mean, wouldn't you make?
Why is Sidney Lumet scary? Just because
he has like this
his reputation?
Way, the way he speaks. Like if he told me to like knock it off, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
Did Fatum agree with you or did he have another name?
Disagree.
He doesn't think, he thinks Lumet's a wonderful man.
He thinks he's not. I think it's a personal thing. I find him to be, remind me of like doctor friends of my dad growing up who just were like, there's one time years ago when I was lighting up firecrackers in my front yard with my friend Ben. I was probably like, you know, 7th, 8th grade.
Were you out there with Ben?
Some guy named, I think it was Ben, yeah.
Okay.
And we're lighting off bottle rockets, and this old guy comes across the street. He's probably like 60, got gray hair.
He's old, huh?
Yeah, he's our neighbor, you know. And he comes
like
off.
60.
He's like, hey, guys, let me talk to you for a second here. See those bottle rockets right there? A couple years ago, my son was lighting them off. One landed on my roof. Almost burned my house down. My whole fucking house. Word to the wise, guys. Word of the wise.
Oh, no.
And he just walked away, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, he just swore at me really calmly.
Yeah.
And then fast forward about 10 years later, I was in the hospital. I had a bowel blockage, a pretty bad one. And I was having, being, he was, this guy was a radiologist, I think, right? Great radiologist, you know, but it's not a mean guy, just stern. I'm in there, and they have to drink some of this, this is called dye contrast, or I think it was like barium. It was barium. You drink the barium so they can see where the blockage is, and you have to be x-rayed. Tells me to drink it, and I kept having, when you have a bowel blockage, you like vomit a lot because anything going in there gets pushed back up because it's blocked. So I drink the barium, and he's like, okay, just don't throw up with that. I'm like, what if I do throw up? And he goes, don't throw up. I'm like, but what if I'm sick? He's like, just don't throw up. And I was like, okay. And I didn't throw up. And ever since then, I think about that, like, that's the mentality. It's like that fucking crazy Robert Duvall intensity where just don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, fucking scary shit.
You know what I'm going to
do? You know what I mean?
I'm going to throw Robert Duvall into the back. Robert Duvall's a guy that I think would not be pleasant. He seems like he would be mean if you met
him. Yeah.
Because he's so intense. Yeah, and also, another guy who's always great.
Always great.
Always great.
but so scary in that sense.
Yes, scary.
He's like playing. That doctor was, to me, the real-life version of the characters that Robert Duvall plays.
Yeah. Right.
Because I feel like, you know, you think about all these actors who are super, super, super manly and stuff, but you realize these are actors. These are guys who were, I think a lot of it's, you know, it's self-made gravitas. It's not actually, you know, it's not like you're actually, maybe Sam Peckinpah was that way for real.
Mm-hmm. But, right.
You know,
you think like Shea Whigham's silly?
I think he's probably not like a psychopath like some of those guys. Yeah. You know, some of the, they're actually psychopaths, I think, some of those.
Interesting.
What about Mickey Rourke? He seems like a real psycho.
Yeah, but was he when he was younger, or did something happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Or like Gary Busey. I mean, obviously something happened to him.
Yeah, I think he's sort of, he's a nutter, isn't he?
Yeah, that motorcycle accident that fucked him up.
What's the other guy? I think Nick Nolte was probably, you know what I mean? I've heard stories about him.
He scares me, yeah.
He does scare me.
He'd
be like late to set because he's like fucking some guy's wife in front of him. For real. There's like stories about him just, I got to go over here and see this lady. I can't even do it. It makes me cough.
My God. What a perfect sentence that is. And he was, there was a time where he was just, he was so fucking handsome.
Yeah.
Everybody
and
wanted
just drinking all the time too. Yeah. Constantly drinking.
Yeah.
So many of those old actors. They're just fucking drinking all the time.
He was down and out in Beverly Hills, that guy. That's how much he was drinking.
He was.
He had a tough time in one city specifically.
Wait, he did? He used to get arrested a lot, didn't
he? Wasn't he the star of that movie? Wasn't that Nick Nolte?
Yeah, he was the titular character that was down and out in Beverly Hills.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a pull on my part.
Mm-hmm. Good pull.
Here's another pull. I start whacking off. Wait, what the fuck just happened?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we got to do this because we're looking at the clock. Oh, wait, no, wrong. Abort.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter game. Hope my guess is better.
You start with the letter.
And end with the name.
It's the never not funny. Garen sucks. all right, now I'm going to go to Matt's Got the Con.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for horror or sci-fi.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to what I wrote down, I would imagine, 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. 4 months ago, really?
This is T.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with what I think would be a number one answer, but I don't know if it is yours, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with The Terminator.
Yeah.
The Terminator. That is a
number one with
Arnold Schwarzenegger film. Now.
Term of the Governor?
Yes. Who's an immigrant? Watch this, Karen.
Just play it.
Well, now Garen's going to guess. Hey, Garen, how are you?
Doing good.
Oh, turn yourself up.
Oh,
doing good. Now, listen, for time purposes, I just got to get your guess.
My guess.
His guess at what position is he at, though, Jimmy?
He's in second position.
But he's at a desk of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. He's over there at the Pop Culture Beats Info Desk that is sponsored by GalacticSnacks.com. Don't forget.
Ooh.
It's a galactic bag of candy from Galactic. 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 Another infection. Garen sucks.
That is galactic.
That was good.
Who was that?
That's Jeff Prankev.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you sending that in.
Yeah.
And again, that is a reference to GalacticSnacks.com. Head over to GalacticSnacks.com and use, this time it's for real. Use promo code Pardo. Get 20% off your first order with free shipping.
Except on bundles.
Bundles are excluded.
Yeah. They're already discounted.
But head over there.
What's a bundle?
It's a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah, like maybe five different snacks.
So,
so this website, they sell snacks from other lands, and so you can order stuff that you can't buy here, and you can buy an individual package of Oreos if you want, or I assume they have a bundle where it's like you get Oreos, you get
Twix.
What
would be an example of that? Gareth, throw me one thing out of that box. This is an example of what Galactic Snacks offers.
Yeah.
And Garen's going to throw me, he's going to throw me this. I'm going to catch it. We saw me catch
it. Very nice. Yes. Caught on camera,
This appears to be, I'm not going to tell you what the flavor is.
Okay.
Not going to tell you what the flavor is.
Are we going to taste this?
Close my eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's going to break off a little piece of this.
Break off a piece
of that.
Kit Kat,
though.
But again, I'm begging you to not look at the the flavor.
My eyes are closed.
John, you're going to have to open up your eyes.
My lips are sealed.
I realize that's not going to work either. With all this taste testing, we need napkins available everywhere around the room. Like
my eyes are sealed.
Okay, Matt, keep this face down.
Okay.
And then grab a piece of that. Again, galacticsnacks.com. Get your delicious galactic snacks. They got all different exotic snacks and treats and drinks.
This looks healthy.
All right, again, I'm begging you to keep. Garen, did you see the flavor already?
No, but I think I know what it is.
You've seen it in the
past. Oh, that smells good.
All right, don't eat it yet.
Don't eat it.
I'm not. This does smell good, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we eat. We all do it at the same time.
Garen,
you got your piece?
Yep.
Here we go. We're trying this out. Everybody go. Here we go.
Play that song.
I should tell the audience. It's a flavored Hershey bar. It's a flavored Hershey bar.
Listen to the music. There's a reason that we use it. It's because we want to taste some snacks. You don't have to listen to the munching and the squishing. If you did, you never would come back. Spittle in our mouths doesn't make a sound that a lot of folks can hack. So we play a jingle, eat a cookie or a Pringle underneath the cover of this track. We like food, it's appetizing, but one thing is irritating. Our mouth sounds are nauseating, yeah, 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 yeah. So we chew off mic, that's just polite. Yeah, we chew off mic, you won't hear a thing. We're masticating. Chew off mic, we are so nice. Yeah, we chew off mic, you won't hear a thing. We're masticating.
I'm not going to lie. I can hear that on the radio and think it's a great song.
It is really good.
A great song.
That is Mike Henry and Tamar. Is that what we landed on?
Yeah, on vocals.
That's the way it's spelled.
Mike Henry, really?
Mike, you know Mike?
Uh-huh.
Great guy. Funny guy.
He did that.
So, Garen, now that we're past the Galactic Snack Stack, no, first of all, what do you think that tasted like? Well, you saw
it. I think I know what it is.
All right.
But I liked it. It was pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. Everybody will reveal. I'll go around and get your letter and reveal you what you thought that tasted like.
Very good.
Elliot will wait. I will go to Garen first.
Yeah.
Garen, what's your guess for a tea movie?
I'm going to go Tank Girl.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
Tank Girl. Tank Girl. Interesting.
Horror or sci-fi?
Lori Petty?
Yes.
That's sci-fi.
Yeah.
Definitely sci-fi.
I've liked Lori Petty and everything she's done.
Yeah. There's more obvious guesses, of course, but
I want to show off.
No, I just had it, so I don't want to.
In front of Johnny. He saw you do that half a pull-up. He's impressed.
It was three quarters.
You did very well. Yes, you did.
You guys can do pull-ups, you know. You just have to practice.
I can't because of this labor.
You can't, but you can do a different thing.
Oh, okay. Hey, John. Thank you for the permission.
You can do like lunges.
Yeah, I can do a lunge.
Sure.
I will tell you this. I've also got a torn labor in my... and my iliopsoas muscle is torn, so I've got this guy. So I may not be able to do lunges.
The one thing you picked, maybe one other thing I can do.
Maybe
I could fuck off.
Yeah, sure. That's
I can do that without hurting any muscle.
Yeah, that'll burn some energy.
What if you stand on the edge of a stair with just your toes on the stairs,
yes,
and then you go up and down like that?
Can
you do that?
Like a toe lift.
Yeah, I can do that.
Right. Toe lifts.
Do that.
Yeah, I can do that. Get my calves back in bicycle shape.
Sure. There you go.
Back when I had beautiful breaking away calves.
Breaking away.
My favorite movie.
One of the best movies ever made.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny gets it.
Mm-hmm. Truly one of the best. Cutters. You have a Cutters shirt?
I do.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah, get you. You can go right online and get them. They're available.
Yep, it's true.
Elliot, hello. What is your, what's
this
your
is
movie?
Based on that poster.
That's right.
Oh, it is, yeah.
What did you think that tasted like, that flavored Hershey bar?
I don't know. I'm going to go blueberry because that's the closest I can get. It was blue.
It was blue.
And it did have kind of a fruit side to it.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry. So I'm going blueberry.
All right. What's your movie guess?
Okay. So let's see. Garen didn't take my second guess. Terminator was my first guess.
Of course.
My second guess, The Thing.
Yeah. That would. By the way, had I not been first, The Thing would have been my second guess.
Because it does both. Sci-fi and horror.
Yeah, right.
That's a good point.
All right. Now, Johnny, what did you think that flavored Hershey bar tasted like?
I think it was either clay or smoke.
Good guess.
Could be like burnt clay or maybe like... Pottery Studio.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like Hookah Bar.
Oh, maybe it's a tie-in with like the anniversary of the movie Ghost.
That could be
a lot of
kind of like a clay
pottery in that.
Let me ask you about that movie because they're playing that at the Culver because there is the anniversary.
Yeah.
And the trailer looks so dated.
Yeah.
The effects look dated.
Well, even just the film quality of it
is not great.
Yeah.
I remember loving it. Would I like it today? Does it hold up at all, do you think?
Which Ghost. Movie is this?
Ghost.
I bet it does.
Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg.
Built on the back of Swayze.
Yeah.
With the Demi Moore haircut.
Yeah.
The haircut was doing a lot of heavy lifting. Yeah.
They were both great, though. I mean, you truly believe they were in love.
And Whoopi didn't do a bad job in
the movie. No, she didn't. She was great.
Didn't she?
She won an award, didn't she?
Or won an Oscar.
Supporting Oscar?
Yeah, I think she won an Oscar.
Yeah. Does it hold up?
I say go.
Okay. You say Ghost.
Thank
you for telling me the name of the movie. I will go see Ghost. All right, Elliot, you said enough. Let's check. Let's get back to Johnny, who is. I was really talking to him. I forgot what. I'm a mess. All right, so you thought that tasted like clay. We'll find out. Maybe the package says so. Yeah. What is your tea movie, John?
People eat clay.
Well, I can't say one that's already been said, right?
You can if you like. Split the money. Split it up.
God, I
mean, we tend to spread it out so that somebody will win, but.
Do you have all the things you thought of been taken?
Yeah.
Tinkerly.
Except for one, but I realize it's not the right title.
What is it? What do you got?
The Thing from the Black Lagoon. It's the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, so that one.
Yeah.
But there is like the Thing from Outer Space. That's like from like, what, the 30s or some shit?
There's no time limit on this. There's
no, there isn't. It's just what you think Matt would pick.
I'm doubling up on the Thing.
Oh, he's doubling up.
Yeah. All right.
Double up on the Thing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, off the air, Chad, who brought the White Sox stuff, we jokingly asked him for his T movie.
Oh, yeah.
He said Terminator.
Okay.
And then my son Oliver was on site at the time. And I said, Oliver, for the fun of it, what would you have said? And he said, Terrifier.
Terrifier.
Ooh, that's
Terrifier.
Now, if Garen was the person.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this. It took me a while to read what that was because, again, my son has horrible handwriting.
Yeah.
I thought he also wrote Terminator, but differently than he wrote it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us the fans quickly, please.
Hold on. I have to tell you what I thought, or I can do it after, what I thought that candy bar tasted like.
Oh, yes. Let's close the door on that. What did you think it tasted
like? I thought it was like blue cotton candy is what it tasted like to me.
All right. The answer is blue cotton candy.
Okay. Huh.
I didn't think it tasted like anything. I thought it just tasted like
vanilla-y.
Vanilla-y.
I honestly thought it was cookies and cream.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, but it's also, why would it be blue if it's cookies and cream?
Right. The color of it is definitely affecting. Like, if it didn't have that color, I don't know if I would have detected a blue flavoring at all.
Did you smell it?
Yeah.
I thought it smelled really cool. Like, it smelled like, it smells weird and good.
Yeah, and then, but did you like it when you ate it?
I mean, I didn't not like it.
Yeah,
it's sugar and, you know.
Yeah.
Spice and everything nice.
Goo.
Okay. I mean, if that is in my Halloween bag, I love it.
That's a win.
Thank you.
I'm
you
get sucking that for it down.
Yeah,
because that's unusual to see. You know, everyone hands out the same five things. So if you got that, you'd be thrilled.
I give it some spooky name too. If it's around Halloween,
sure.
You know, get the blueberry involved.
Yeah, sure.
That guy's already, you know, he's haunting the cereal aisle. Maybe move over to the candy.
Sure, why not?
Right, that guy could fly. He's a ghost. It doesn't even have to. He goes right through the fucking shelves.
Why would you fly if you could just go?
Goes through right
through
them.
Yeah.
Right. He can go anywhere in Target. Blueberries can go anywhere in Target.
He can go anywhere in Target.
You're not questioning that, right?
No, I'm
because
agreeing.
His dad owns it. That's why.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's allowed to go anywhere because of that. Good for him. Part of the Target family.
He's actually Barry Target. Number 10, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Garen. I thought Garen was going to say this. I thought Garen was going to say Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I didn't want to say something that might win, to be honest. So I kind of threw
it. He didn't want it back?
No, I literally just lost it. So I'm not going to try to get it back.
I see
your
hustle.
I want some money out of it.
You've got 70 bucks already today.
Yeah. You're a winner.
That is true.
You're the big winner.
That's such a great movie.
All right, go ahead.
Texas Chainsaw.
And that's number 10?
Yeah. Number 10. Number 9, The Time Machine.
Time Machine. Now, that's a sci-fi.
Yeah. Total Recall. Which is getting remade.
Great.
Who's coming back soon.
Matt, of course.
Who's doing it?
Wasn't it Edgar Wright?
That's the Running Man.
He is,
Oh, that's the Running Man. Sorry.
Which
does look great, by the way.
I think Total Recall
really does.
Is being remade, too, right?
So Total Recall was remade.
Oh. Was that Verhoeven or no?
The original one?
The original.
Made the original Running Man. Yeah.
He did?
I think it
could be Wagner.
Or no, he did Total Recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Recall. I don't think he did Running Man.
No, he did not.
I don't remember who did.
It is a name.
Louis Gossett Jr.
It was not Junior. It was the old man. It was Senior.
Paul Michael Glaser.
Yes, it was Paul Michael Glaser, who played Starsky.
And he directed
on Starsky and Hutch.
Interesting.
Yeah, he became a director for a while.
Huh. Really?
And he directed that. And I'll tell you what, Oliver and I just rewatched it. It's very of the time.
Yeah, but good.
But Richard Dawson is so good.
It's the perfect casting.
Oh, my God. He's such.
Dustin Hoffman, too, right?
It is not. You're thinking of Marathon Man.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've seen Running Man, have I?
Oh, it's Richard Dawson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and very beautiful but unable to act. Mary Conchita Alonso, is that her name?
Yeah, Conchita Alonso. Mm.
She is horrible.
It's about a game show where they kill you.
Yeah,
I haven't
unless
seen
you
that.
Can survive
you have
for
to
long enough.
Damn, yeah, I've like seen Running Man.
And no spoilers. Arnold makes it.
Hey, Max.
Of course, he, I mean, you know he is, but Dawson's so great. Yeah. He is so great in that.
So slimy.
He deserved to be nominated. He, that's how good he was for anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't believe
a
I didn't.
Pulitzer. Whoa. A Nobel Peace Prize.
I can't believe I didn't think about this. Tron.
Tron, that is a very Elliot answer.
Yeah. Terrifier.
That's what Oliver said that.
This was the second thing I thought of. They Live.
Yeah, I had that on my five, my man.
Nah. That's two movie. Carpenter movies nominated.
Yeah. Love it. He loves the letter T. I mean, yeah, he does. He goes for it.
Speaking of The Thing.
The Thing.
Number two.
Yeah.
I wonder why the fans think this is number two, but Tremors.
I had that. But you know what? I lied.
For Matt,
that was my number two.
No. I'm just saying, I don't think of Matt as a Tremors fan.
I do. He doesn't shut up about Kevin Bacon.
Have you seen Tremors?
He loves Reba McEntire's acting.
God, that movie's so good. I love that movie.
Yeah, I do too.
That's where you first discovered Reba.
He actually was the Gambler 3.
What's her husband's name? The actor who plays her husband in that movie?
Oh, he's good too.
Yeah.
Michael Gross?
Michael Gross?
Yeah.
From the TV show.
Family Ties.
He's so good in that movie too. He's great.
Is he still doing stuff?
That's one of the first movies.
He exclusively does Tremors movies.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think that was like maybe the first movie I ever saw where I was like, that like made me understand what like schlock meant, or like just like the idea of like something could be low budget and kind of cheesy but so good at the same time. Like it wasn't
Tremors?
Yeah, like it wasn't trying to be good. It was like it was trying to be what it was, and yet it was the best version of that kind of thing. And that was like, oh, that's cool. Like you can make something. It's kind of self-aware of like
campy. You mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Is like it campy?
Sort of like it's like an older horror movie, or like an older like creature feature type thing. Where
I haven't
it's like
seen it in so long.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
It's good. Go ahead. Number one, Terminator.
Number one, Terminator. I'm just going to throw two of mine out: Thinner, and Time After Time.
I also have the Mark Price Gene Simmons vehicle, Trick or Treat.
Oh, okay.
Trick
or Treat. It's a great movie.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
All right, Matt Belknap, please run yours down.
Here we go. Number five. Can't believe no one said this. Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. I can't believe no one said that.
Yeah, well, it comes up a lot in the show, actually. I think it came up like two weeks ago.
I really like it. It's I think it's my favorite of those anthology 80s.
You like horror. That over the Tales from the Crypt. That
so number four, Tales from the Crypt. Oh. But I do like Tales from the Dark Side better. It's got Debbie Harry in it, which
isn't
is fun.
Isn't Christian Slater in that, too?
I've never seen that.
Is he?
Or is who's the... There's like a famous... younger actor.
I know James Remar is in it. Does that help you?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you when I hung out with Christian Slater and he just the radio was just blaringly loud?
Oh my God. Did he pump up the volume? Oh God.
Yeah. It was annoying. It's like, turn it down. He didn't hear me over the din.
Yeah. Number three, also surprised no one said this, Tenet.
Ooh. Oh, that's a sci-fi.
Oh, I'm amazed my son didn't say that.
Yeah.
I think that's in his top five movies.
I haven't seen it.
How about The Tenet?
How about it,
John?
Is that something?
Roman Polanski movie.
Oh,
it's really good.
I thought you were doing a bit.
I did too.
I need to apologize. No.
I've never is it a horror this. Or a sci-fi?
Matt, it's apologize kind of, to Johnny for the second time.
I apologize.
It's kind of horror-y. Horror-ish.
I don't know if we're allowed to say
psychological
that.
Horror.
Yeah, I guess a thriller. Maybe you call it.
That's Polanski.
It is Christian Slater in
Tales from the Dark Side of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to go back.
He deserves it. Good actor.
Figure out where he is in the thing. Number two. Tremors.
Number two is Tremors.
Really?
And it was, weirdly enough, somehow the fans know this better than anyone in the room.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I thought of.
Tremors.
Really?
But I was like, there's no way anyone else is going to say
Tremors.
I didn't
think of it.
So you're number one. It's got to be Terminator or The Thing. It just has to be.
We do have a winner.
We got a winner. Okay.
And the winner is Jimmy Pardo. The Terminator.
Nice.
Oh, that was the first thing I thought of, too.
Yeah,
you can see the word term written down here.
I do see it.
It's kind of, it's obviously sci-fi, but it's also kind of horror. So I feel like it's the perfect.
Oh, no, it's absolutely.
Look at my hands waiting for $5. Look at it.
Well, this is the Terminator, not Terminator 2?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we didn't tell you this sub-rule, but we just basically say, like, if you're going to name a franchise film, you just name.
The first.
The first, yeah. Then that, you don't say, like.
Gary and Shaw.
You don't say. Friday the 13th Part 3 or whatever.
Nothing beats a coffee can with money in it. that's a thing. I think that's the kids today. They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Nope. They don't.
That's the, of course, the Dane coffee can. We thank Dawn for we thank Dane for sponsoring the Dane coffee can for the Dane coffee can. The letter game. We thank Dane.
Kind of reminds me of remember the show MTV Cribs.
Oh yeah.
And it was always like his opulent mansions with crazy stuff. And then they did one episode with Redman, the rapper Redman, mm-hmm. and he like just lived in an apartment in Long Island or something, really? And like they just lets him in, and he's just like he's got like a shoebox full of cash on top of his refrigerator. There was nothing opulent at all about any of it, but he's just like, oh yeah, this is where I keep my cash. It's just a fucking box full of money, which is great. Like that's so fun to me. Like
good for him. He didn't pick it up.
He's like, I'm not.
Some of them did, right?
Pretend. Yeah, I'm sure people rented houses,
or just maybe because he's a true gangster. He doesn't live there. He's not showing you his house.
You don't get to know where I live. All right, here we go. We're going to count this out. Joker's wild style, okay. Which means we hand it to him. We count up to five by five. So it goes a little something like this. And five.
Thank you, Garen.
Do we want to partomize for you?
Yeah.
How does G sound?
Sounds good.
G.
Done.
So the movie U-Turn by...
Well, that's probably the only answer.
That's not a horror movie, but it's
maybe like three.
Or is it Under the Cherry Moon?
I had
you
two.
Turn, yeah.
I had two for you. I had.
It's got an energy.
We'll talk about it in the U episode.
Underworld.
Johnny, it's time to go.
All right. Okay.
This. I'm not kidding. This was so much. This flew by. That's how much fun this
it
was.
It did. It was a flyer. Mm-hmm.
It was a flyer. You get it. Johnny gets. He was at radio back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. Johnny Pemberton. Johnny, were you promoting supper or just here to have fun? What are you promoting?
I got a bunch of shows coming up. I'll be in Tulsa on the 24th. I'll be in Oklahoma City on the 23rd of July.
Okay.
And I'll be in Kansas City on the 3rd of August, and I'll be in Springfield, Missouri on August 1st and
2nd. Wait, you're in the Looney Bins?
I think one of those is a Looney Bin, yeah. I think I can't remember which one. I think OKC is a Looney Bin, maybe.
I think.
No, Tulsa's a Looney Bin. OKC is a brick house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all the same booker, though, right? It's the same owner of all four of them, I think.
I don't know.
I think it's the same guy.
Yeah, same cool dude.
I think he's also got Spokane and Tacoma.
Okay.
Do you have a website that people can find these links to?
JohnnyPemberton.dog.
What?
For real. It's Johnny. Someone took my name, and I'm not paying them. I'm not paying them $20,000 or whatever to get it back. So
you went with JohnnyPemberton.dog.
JohnnyPemberton.dog.
Love it.
It's actually better than .com because every time I say JohnnyPemberton.dog, people are like, what? I remember it, and it's much easier to, you know what I mean? I don't know. Something about it. I think it's good.
You old dog.
Come to see JohnnyPemberton.dog. Go do it, and then, everything else is going to promote itself. It's, it's not it's not me. It's I'm part of a bigger thing, and it will get promoted.
Well,
Fallout season two.
When does that start?
I think December. They don't have a date yet, but it's December.
Then you come back in December and tell us about it.
I can't wait.
Mm. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah. Maybe I can do more pull-ups.
You better be able to. I'm expecting 11.
God.
Minimum.
Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
I'm glad you did. I thank you for doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure to get a more broken pull-up bar.
It worked very well.
It did.
All right, we're done. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. Don't forget the live feed's coming up on the 28th. That is my birthday. We're going to take phone calls. And again, those phone calls are exclusively for me to be like Trump sitting around the table with his cabinet. You do nothing but call me and tell me how fucking great I am. That's it. And anybody that doesn't call with that gets hung up on immediately, Matt.
Okay.
Immediately.
Fair.
That's all it is. It's my birthday. You don't really have to call for that, but that's the premise that for humor. And then that's it, right?
I think so.
That's all we're promoting here. All right, we're done. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beat, looking over there behind the Galactic Snacks table, that is Garen Cockrell. Behind Video Village, that is Elliot Hopper, the Hunter by Bell Up, our good friend Johnny Pemberton. Pull up, boy, Johnny P. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.